Lovely. Tam Fry, thank you for talking to us. Chair of the National Obesity Forum. I genuinely cannot believe you're 80. Honestly, that's blown me away. Tam, thank you very much indeed for joining us. I'm done for another day. I'll be back with you at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Delighted to say, though, I'm joined by someone who,
delighted is a strong word, isn't it?
Yeah, delighted is a strong word. Mm. John Holmes is here. Tam Fry's 80.
I didn't know he was 80, but I mean, I still adore the way he's called Tam Fry, but as of the National Obesity Forum.
I know, I've always
loved that's just so good. Speaking of food, we're giving away some meat later.
Not again.
Yeah, today
I'm worried we're going to run out of meat supplies here.
No, it's fine.
I mean, that fridge has been stocked up for a long time. It's running low.
It's fairly rancid meat, but we're giving it away, chicken, beef or lamb, in a game of Call of Duty Black Ops Infinite Warfare on the radio.
That's catchy.
Yeah.
And what does that involve?
Well, it's a computer game on the radio, obviously. It involves, shooting people. It's fine.
If we're going to have a list of people we're shooting in the office, can I get involved?
Yeah, who do you want?
The list is too long. That's coming up after 1 o'clock with Mr. John Holmes. I'll be back 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. This is Talk Radio. Have a great afternoon.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
20th Century Fox presents...
The world is not the same.
Logan is a superhero movie like no other.
Mutants, they're gone now.
Critics are united. It's one of Hugh Jackman's greatest performances.
I am not what you think I am.
You could have it all.
It's exceptional filmmaking, bloody and bold.
I would find...
The best Wolverine yet.
This is what life looks like. You should take a moment. You still have time.
Logan, in cinemas now. Rated 15.
Right, that's it. This relationship is over.
Eric.
When I think of the money I spent on you. But it was never enough, was it? There was always something else. What was it you had to have last time?
Eric!
A starter motor?
At Van Monster, every van is covered by our price match promise, our unique 5-day money-back guarantee, and includes a 6-month warranty. Terms and conditions apply. Find your perfect work partner at vanmonster.com.
I'm leaving you for a younger van.
There is a person who can help deliver aid to the desperate under the most challenging conditions. They can maintain equipment so advanced most don't even know it exists. And they can start by committing just 27 days a year. That person's you. As an RAF reservist, you'll receive world-class training to develop new and existing skills. And you can do it all in your spare time. Find your role as an RAF reservist. Search RAF recruitment now.
With Jet2.com, you can choose from 58 amazing destinations, including daily flights to Alicante, Faro, Ibiza, Malaga and Mallorca. You can fly from as little as £42. Plus, enjoy a huge 22 kilograms baggage allowance. No wonder we've been ranked the UK's top airline on TripAdvisor. And new from this spring, you can go direct from London, Stansted and Birmingham. Jet2.com. Friendly low fares. Price per person one way, including taxes. Charges may apply, subject to availability and normal conditions.
Have you seen my keys anywhere?
Are they in the dining room?
Nope.
Library?
Nope.
Indoor pool?
Nope.
Outdoor pool?
Nope.
Tennis courts?
Ah.
Nicer problems to have. This Tuesday, there's a £50 million jackpot and two guaranteed UK millionaires. Euro Millions. Only from the National Lottery. Estimated jackpot. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Now at TradePoint, the Karcher K4 full control car and home pressure washer was £233, now just £192. Offer ends 19th of March. Excludes VAT 20%. TradePoint. Trade brands, trade prices, trade only. TradePoint!
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio.
1 o'clock, Tuesday. Good afternoon, I'm John Holmes. It's Talk Radio. Yes, here's Tanya with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, breaking news. George Michael, cause of death revealed. Plus, Labour attacks May's grammar school plans and a lucky escape for skiers in France.
Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, and we'll start with some breaking news this hour. A coroner has revealed George Michael died of natural causes and there won't be an inquest. He's been described as having a heart and liver condition. He died at his home in Oxfordshire on Christmas Day at the age of 53. Next, a 22-year-old man has been charged in Australia, accused of holding a British backpacker hostage for 2 months. The pair had developed a relationship on a road trip together, which then turned violent. She was rescued when the vehicle they were travelling in was stopped by police in Queensland. Daniel Schwind from the local tourist authority hopes visitors aren't deterred.
I think Australia still is a very safe destination. We still have a functioning legal and judicial system. We have neighbours that care. We have an industry that cares. So I think we can feel very safe in Australia.
Skiers have had a lucky escape after an avalanche struck a busy ski slope at a French resort. Rescuers launched a search operation after it was feared many had been swept away by the snowslide, which hit a piece called Carline in the Val Clarid area of Tiene. French authorities later confirmed no one was injured or killed in the sudden snowfall. Labour and teaching unions have attacked the government's plans to create a new generation of grammar schools in England. The government's expected to pave the way for a new generation of grammar schools in England in tomorrow's budget, as Adam Lindsay reports.
The Prime Minister returned to the classroom to announce plans to provide £500 million to build 140 new free schools and renovate existing ones.
People can know that their child will have a good school place and all the opportunities that that provides for them.
The new schools will be able to become grammars if legislation is passed to allow this. Head teacher Jeff Barton believes ministers have the wrong priorities.
What we need are lots of teachers in our classrooms who then stay in our classrooms, lots of school leaders and lots of proper funding.
A school's white paper will be published within weeks.
And energy supplier E.ON is going to increase prices on its standard variable dual fuel tariff by 8.8%. The rise will come into force on April the 26th. The firm says nearly two-thirds of its 2.5 million customers could be affected by the hike.
Talk Radio National Weather.
A cloudy but dry and bright day for most of the UK with plenty of sunshine around, but some drizzle in the west and the high 11 Celsius.
Tiny, thank you very much indeed. Thank you very much, though. I can't thank you enough.
Oh, well, you don't have to.
Oh, just doing your job, I know, yeah. I know. Good, anyway, hello, that's Tani. She's got the news, she's with us for the next couple of weeks. Today she brings you bonus news at 3.30, because she has to make the time up, because the news bulletins are shorter. Today, vegetable news, Tanya.
Yes!
Yes!
I'm looking forward to that.
Are you?
Yeah, okay. I'm glad
Is it like a sliding scale? Because when Victoria does it, it's like animals she likes, vegetable, mineral news.
Yeah, mineral news, I'm not looking forward to getting mineral news.
News, yeah, well, that's tomorrow. So,
mineral
yeah.
news. Yeah. yeah.
It's just because it covers everything off.
Well,
you know, that's
yeah,
why.
There you go.
Ben has the pre-recorded sport, and if Marta presses a button, you'll hear it happen.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon.
Hi,
Bayern Munich boss Carlo Ancelotti feels for under-pressure Arsenal manager Arsene Wenger. The German side take a 5-1 lead to North London for tonight's Champions League last 16 second leg. Wenger's popularity with fans continues to apparently wane. Yesterday he was forced to deny Alexis Sanchez has fallen out with teammates amid widespread reports to the contrary. Despite that, the former Chelsea boss Ancelotti is an admirer of Wenger.
I sympathise with him as a manager, as a man. I have a good relationship with him, and I have, of course, a lot of respect, because I think that not all the managers will be able to do what he did here in this club.
Elsewhere this evening, Real Madrid lead 3-1 going into their second leg with Napoli. TalkSport 2 has full live commentary. Sky Bet Championship leaders Newcastle head to fifth place Reading this evening. Brighton host bottom side Rotherham. Third place Huddersfield take on Aston Villa. Finally, cricket. Surrey have re-signed Kevin Peterson for this season's T20 Blast. The former England batsman will be available for the whole competition. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Thank you, Ben. Ben will be here with his pre-recorded sport on the hour, every hour. And now, though, we'll do this programme that we pre-recorded a week ago.
Talk Radio.
Let's not go home yet, Wilbur. There's a new film out with penguins in.
Ah!
Change of plans. You can control your heating from your phone wherever you are with Hive Active Heating. It's just £9 a month exclusive to British Gas customers, and you won't pay anything up front. You'll never need to heat an empty home or come back to a cold one again. Shh, Wilbur, the film's starting. Control your heating from your phone for just £9 a month. Search British Gas Hive. Conditions, exclusions and cancellation charges apply.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
It's
25 pence plus your standard network rate.
Thanks, God. The murderous terrorist cell of One Direction fans.
I'm listening to
Talk Radio.
Has Gordon Ramsay done anything other than cooking shows?
I don't know, but now we've got... Anyway. All right, what else are we talking about?
The note on our door.
On the Supreme Leader's orders.
The copyright logo.
Chicken, please.
Chicken, strong choice. Ask broadcast.
She's a horse trainer and apparently a horse whisperer.
A queen killed by a horse.
I guess where to go when I'm going to rob them.
You're calling, as I understand it, for an end to inclines of any kind. Is that right?
And they had a little girl come in and knight him.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk radio.
When I am about to get on a journey of
well, now, good afternoon and hello to you then. Welcome to your Tuesday crack at the radio whip. First of all, an announcement, quite important this. It's a bit like British Airways, okay? So, like British Airways have said that their seats are going to reduce legroom. We are, from today, reducing legroom on this show. Now, this is to fit more listeners in, which is sort of an economy drive, really. But we will still be offering a trolley service of drinks and snacks through the programme this afternoon, so don't hesitate to ask one of the attendants as we move the trolley through the afternoon. You can also buy scratch cards. And if you'd like anything from the Talk Radio Duty Free Shop, simply press the attendant button that's on the front of your radio. Hello then, Talk Radio in the afternoon. I am John Holmes, and as Donald Trump revisits his travel ban, revising it to halt entry to the US from people from six Muslim-majority countries, once again, we reiterate that our show borders are open to one and all. Just to make that very clear. Oh, congratulations, by the way. Paul Burrell. Paul Burrell is on the front of all the sort of tabloids today. Princess Diana's former butler, who's come out as gay, and he's getting married. That's on the front of the papers, purporting to be of interest. He said in a quote that Princess Diana was the only one who knew he was gay. Well, Princess Diana, I don't know, everyone... Hanging around with Princess Diana, hanging around with a princess, being a little bit camp with people questioning his sexuality. He was essentially like Olaf from Frozen. If Olaf from Frozen had written a tell-all book about Princess Elsa, suggesting that Elsa feared a plot to kill her in a sleigh accident. Yeah. So it's the 1-4 bit of the day. And this is where we bring you 3 hours of talking news and adverts that somehow passes as entertainment. And I imagine you are wondering just what's coming up on today's one. Well, there is Headline Hijack on the way. A made-up news story supplied by you in the bulletin at 2 p.m, please. It's fake news, of course. We celebrate the fake news. We don't dismiss it like others might. We extend a cordial invitation, in fact, for you to make something up. Just a paragraph, get it to us, and hear it on the radio in the news bulletin, masquerading as truth. There's a number, of course there is, 87222.
Start your message with the word
talk. Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
The data indicate that this is lunchtime, that there are people not listening to this. I know that's hard to believe. They popped out for lunch, and they get back to their desks or wherever at 2. Put the radio on, hear the news, believe it, because it's the news. But one of the stories is a lie. Okay. It's Headline Hijack. A diversity paper review as well today. Now, Ez will be here. He's a diversity. He's going to be in to go through the papers. It's a diverse feature, of course, the most diverse feature in broadcasting. I think you can agree. As a different diversity, each day reviews the papers for us. And Ez is black, so good. Also today on the programme, all the day's big stories analysed through the medium of Japanese poetry. That is where we bring you the news in haikus. Work experience punditry as well. As we drag another work experience in here from... take them away from their position in front of the photocopier. Or the kettle. And instead put them on the radio. Now, we tell them it's to give them a leg up in the industry. The truth of the matter is, it's because they are free. And we don't have to pay them anything. Haneel is in to review the week's new music. There's the big debate at three. There is also Toddler Pops. That's right, a tiny child playing a tune on a toy xylophone. All you have to do is identify the tune. If we pick you and your correct answer, you get a toddler... I guessed the right tune on Toddler Pops on Talk Radio in the afternoons on weekdays. Certificate, that's right. It's like Steve Wright in the afternoon gives away those badges, doesn't he, for his oldies. But we've got a certificate for somebody who will get that right. And the main reason for doing that is because it's extra admin and annoys Cass, who has to do it. That's really the only reason we came up with it. So that's on the way later. Toddler Pops. Tanya's bonus news, of course. We'll also be giving away some meat today in our new game of Call of Duty Black Ops Infinite War on the radio. You take on the role of a Black Ops mercenary hunting your enemies through a disused military facility for your chance to win a chicken. Or a beef, or a lamb, or sausages,
because it's a Tuesday.
Or a box of organic veg. Why, Cornelius?
Because we're not racist.
That's right. Call of Duty Black Ops Infinite Warfare on the radio. Call a Call of Duty, technically. If you'd like a go on it, here's the number, 8722.
Start your message with the word there talk.
And we'll bring you hot guest action today as we will be joined by the Canadian comedian Tony Law as he tries to flog something or other, like a tour or a DVD or whatever. It's another PR exercise dressed up as an interview, of course. Ginger Dave not producing today. Our broadcast is through the glass, however. She's through the...
miserable window.
Yep.
Classic.
Oh, she's a right cow. Marta's on the buttons today. Hello, Marta.
Hi, John.
Hi there. And when the feeling's gone and you just can't go on, it's Tanya's news. Paid intern Cornelius. Paid intern Cornelius is very much, for me, very much the Paul Burrell to my Princess Diana. Is that fair to say? So
no.
Okay. You're like my rock, Cornelius.
Yep, oh, I'd say that. Okay.
So it's Talk Radio in the afternoons, then welcome along. And we are, of course, going to get into today's big story with some music. All you have to do is figure out what the big story is from the song. A cryptic clue, if you will, or even if you won't. So what could the song be off the back of this? Not the song, the story, obviously. It's The Doors.
Know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. The time to hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. We'll be right back.
the door.
And that is Light My Fire. And you're listening to it on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
The time to hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire.
But why would I be playing it?
Try now, we can only lose.
I'm Talk Radio's head of music.
Love become a funeral pyre.
Self-appointed.
Come on, baby, light my fire.
And that's what we're playing to get to today's big story. What is... Stop singing. What is today's big story, then? From that song, play along at home just for fun. So, Cornelius, would you like to try and work it out?
Yeah, I think I've worked it out, John. Okay, I think it's quite easy today, isn't it?
What is it?
It's just the big fire in Luton at the Asda. There's been a big fire at Asda in Luton, John.
Yep.
Disaster. The shop is ruined.
Yeah.
All the food is cooked.
Where is it? Luton?
Luton.
It's probably made a few hundred thousand pounds worth of improvements.
No, John, completely the opposite. Oh. Much damage, really.
Oh, right, okay.
You know, I don't know if they're going to be rebuilding it, but people could be out of jobs, maybe. Shit. You never know, really. Oh.
Anyway, it's not fire. No, it's not that. It's not fire. Nope. No. The doors light my fire. What could it be?
Is it something to do with doors?
Ah, now.
What's to do with doors? Hinges. Has someone become unhinged? Is it Julie Hartley Brewer?
No. Although she has.
Yes, okay.
It's not that, no.
It's very hard to guess.
Isn't it, though?
Is it something to do with the?
In a way.
Okay. Is it something to do with relight, my?
No.
Is something being reignited?
No.
Is it the remix to ignition?
No.
Hot and fresh off the kitchen, which you get food from the Asda in Luton, but that's burnt down,
not,
John, because there's been a fire.
It's not the Asda in Luton.
So who are we talking to?
Right. It's about the budget.
Budget?
Yeah, the grammar schools thing. You know.
How's that related?
Well, because in that song, the organ player out of the Doors plays a Hammond organ. And the Chancellor of the Exchequer is called Philip Hammond.
Oh, I should have got that. Didn't know any of that.
Easy, wasn't it? Anyway, so we're going to be talking about today's big story, which is, of course, this the news that £500 million, the government are putting £500 million into free schools, including, of course, the grammar system, which Theresa May is a big fan of. Labour outlawed, but they certainly got rid of the grammar system 20 years ago. The Conservatives are about to bring it back. Very controversial, but why is it so controversial? We're going to find out. We need a guest. Ask Broadcast is through the glass. She's very much through the
miserable window. Hi, Cass.
That's the noise her arm makes.
Yeah.
Could you get us a... Did you go to school? Or just sort of a...
Yes.
More of a coven, is it?
You should go to a finishing school, get some manners. That's what you should do.
I'm going home.
Yes.
Finally! That's all it took!
I bet someone's blocked a broomstick in.
I'll probably go get a guest.
Right, good. Can you get someone to talk about the grammar schools?
Yeah,
that's
sure,
calm.
Easy.
Yeah. Right, okay, we'll do that next. It's Talk Radio in the afternoon, so I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Don't do the every day, on Talk Radio with the Royal Navy Reserve.
Hello, it's Alex here, your Royal Navy Reserve correspondent. And what have they got planned for me this week?
All right, so today, Alex, we're going to do the damage repair instructional unit. This is where we're going to simulate the ship being hit by missiles and water's going to come in and we've got to stop it, basically.
So I'm going to get wet.
You're going to get absolutely soaked.
Oh, we've just unplugged the wall. I'm getting used to the cold now. It's just my hands that are cold. It's now gone dark. We've had a second attack. We're still blocking up the wall and it's still cold. But it's good though. Teamwork's prevailing.
This is definitely one of the best things about being in reserve. You would never get a chance to do anything like this. It gives you so much more than just coming away here and learning how to stop a ship from sinking, but the confidence to actually get in there, work with people that you don't know, that you probably actually won't see again, to get a job done is pretty incredible.
Don't do the every day on Talk Radio with the Royal Navy Reserve.
By the time Adam has screwed that socket back on the wall, by the time Sam has tightened that tap, or Jim has finished packing up his tools, their click and collect orders from Screwfix will be ready. With Screwfix Click and Collect, you can check stock online at screwfix.com, order, and thousands of trade products are ready to pick up in as little as 1 minute from any of our 500 stores nationwide. Screwfix, here when you need us.
This WeBuyAnyCar.com advert comes with a 5-star rating. 5 stars? I'm happy with that. No, it's not down to my captivating personality and witty presenting style. WeBuyAnyCar.com has a very nice 5-star review on Trustpilot. Thanks, guys. You're too kind. Stop it. If you're happy with that, sell your car the 5-star way. Enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. Admin fee may apply. For more information, see WeBuyAnyCar.com/info.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check.
The team at Stanton Fisher recently claimed back over £4,500 for me. This money was invaluable, as I'd been out of work for a little while, and it gave me some breathing space. I did very little, and I got some money back. It was awesome.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Hampshire southbound M3 is slow towards an accident between junctions 11 for Winchester South and 12 for Eastleigh, where two of the three lanes are currently out of action. The M40 is currently blocked between 9 for Bicester and 10 for Brackley. That's to allow the emergency services to deal with an accident. There's an incident on the M6 South near junction 12 for Telford, and one lane's closed there, and delays for Swansea's eastbound M4 towards junction 47 for Swansea West services. There's restrictions on the exit slip road. I'm Jarena Adams.
Alice's peacemaking cupcakes.
I've never been good at saying sorry. I just had a massive row with my stepmom. It was awful. I said some things I didn't really mean, and I wasn't very nice. So, I'm making my caramel cupcakes. She loves caramel. We both do. And I suppose nothing says sorry like a chocolate cupcake. Filled with caramel and sprinkled with extra chocolate.
Find Alice's peacemaking cupcake recipe online or in store. Food Love Stories. Brought to you by Tesco.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio. Money!
Wednesday's child is full of woe. Will you be full of woe when you hear the details of the government's budget? Will it be a budget or will they fudge it? We're unpicking the predictions in the company of experts. All that and your chance to have your say on the big issues of the day with Better Call Paul. If it's on your mind, get it on the radio. Talk Radio.
There is nothing quite as wonderful as money.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Just trying to take some of your reactions that have been coming into Talk Radio this afternoon. Of course, you know you can send us your reactions if you've got a reaction. The best way to get it to us, the most effective we've discovered over the preceding months, is to catch a pigeon, shave the pigeon down, tattoo your reaction onto the back of it, and then send it in the direction of Talk Radio, where it will be trapped on the roof by Paul Ross, who will bring it down to us and we can read the message off the back of the pigeon. Or you could just text us. What's come in, Cornelius?
Lots of shaved pigeons coming in, John. John, I can't believe Adele got married, although that divorce will make a great album, probably her best yet. That's come in from music. John, what's that? You've tweeted a company a complaint, but not at mentioned them first, so your whole following can see it. Well, I bet they're absolutely bricking it. That's come in from, why do people do that? No one else cares about your general problems.
Thank you very much indeed. 87222.
Start your message with a word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Or shave a pigeon down. Big story. So there's no one quite like Grandma. Not my words, of course, but the words of the St. Winifred's School Choir and their 1980 number one hit single. But now Prime Minister Theresa May has decided that there's no school quite like Grandma. As in tomorrow's budget, Philip Hammond will announce a £500 million investment in free schools, including, of course, the Grammar School programme. Now, technically, it means anyone can set a free school up. And if there's money available, then frankly, we're going to get an application in from this programme. We're already working on the curriculum, actually. Maths, If it takes one woman from mid-mornings on Talk Radio to deliberately tweet a provocative tweet, calculate to the nearest 100 how many column inches she thinks she'll get out of it. Philosophy. If Paul Ross goes dogging in a forest and no one is around to hear it, does he make a sound? Apparently you can set your own curriculum. But does the government's announcement open the door to better education, or, as critics of the plan say, should the money be best spent on existing state schools? Why is the concept of grammar schools such a controversial one? Dr. Mark Biddis is a consultant from the independent sector, education sector. Hello, Dr. Mark.
Hello, John. How are you doing?
Very good, thank you. So, OK, why is this such big news? I mean, Theresa May obviously has brought back something that the Labour got rid of 20 years ago. Why are grammar schools so controversial?
I think there's probably more than one issue here. The obvious big one that sort of smacks in the moment, I think, when you listen about, is the huge funding cuts that are proposed for schools generally across the UK. You know, and some have estimated it could be as much as sort of £3 billion or even more that the education sector is expected to be making in general schools. And yet, on the other hand, here we have money being put up for new schools, and many of which are probably going to be selective.
Yeah.
So, first of all, you've got the issue of the money, which is a biggie, and there is a genuine crisis there. You know, I travel around a lot, and it is definitely true. You know, I've seen evidence for it myself, so I know it's true. There is serious problems that the last two governments really haven't addressed. I'm not going to get political. I think they're all rubbish.
Fair enough. Yeah,
education,
yeah.
And many other things too. Yeah. But then, of course, you've got the ideological argument about whether we should even grammar schools are right or not. And again, that's a dodgy one. I'm not actually opposed to selective schools or selective systems one way or another, as long as we provide for everybody else as well. You know, to me, I think we need a mixed model.
Yes. I mean, it's already, I mean, the argument from Theresa May is that it's already selective anyway, but it's more of a sort of postcode lottery.
Yeah, sort of. Yeah, there is some truth in that. It depends what part of the country you're in, of course. But yeah, there is some truth in that. And of course, there's not always as many spaces you might like, and the selection is controversial even in itself. You know, how do they select the kids? You know, certainly there was a time when they say the top 10% are, you know, the brightest kids, but that's not always true. It depends where you are. You know, so you've got to be a bit careful there. As I say, I'm not against selection in some form. I think, you know, I've seen direct evidence myself of some kids who are very bright and they're not being challenged and falling by the wayside or not being fulfilled as well as they could be. So we do need provision.
Yeah.
But similarly, it goes the other way. You know, there's a lot of kids out there struggling who we haven't given enough provision, and the poor lot in the middle don't get enough either. You know, so, I mean, being a bit of an idealistic myself, I'm thinking, OK, you know, if you want grammar schools, selective schools, fair enough, but don't have them at the expense of the rest of the schools, which is the vast majority of schools in the UK.
Yeah. And also there's the issue with, if anyone can set up a free school, of course, then you've got the faith school model, which I don't think is a good thing, and you've got anyone bringing in essentially setting their own curriculums, haven't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, as you say, those two things alone have sparked a lot of problems.
Yeah.
And like you, I'm not comfortable with sort of faith schools and many of these others. And there's some very good evidence to show that some of them have been disastrous. You know,
yeah.
It's been in the news. This isn't hearsay. So we do have a problem. There's also the issue of a lot of these new so-called free schools have gone overspent. The standards are just not very good. And yet the government seems going hell for leather for increasing them. You know, just at this point in time, only new schools have to be free schools. And if they put through the ban on making new grammar schools, then, you know, almost certainly some of these new schools will be grammar schools as well. But again, I'm not against the selective model. It's just that I think we need good provision for everybody.
What about the concept, because a lot of people are talking about today, the concept of the exam, of course, the 11 plus, as was called, and, you know, is that too young? If a child fails that, doesn't get into a grammar school, does that damage a child, that sort of concept of failure at that age?
I think it does, John, absolutely, and I think, you know, I can give personal examples as well as what I know of elsewhere of where people would have been written off too early. As you say, 11 years old, for goodness sake,
yeah.
That's ridiculous. It's vaguely better at the middle school age, but even then, you know, I went to a grammar school with very poor qualifications. It didn't suit me very well. I'm not blaming the school, well, just me. I was a lazy individual, and being polite.
Yeah.
I sort of really discovered education as an adult. And I have to confess, part of me does actually think that education is wasted on the young. I do think, you know, we should have maybe a very different sort of education system up to the age of 14 or something, and you know, radically overhaul what we're currently
maybe
doing.
Maybe we just turn it all around, Mark. This is an interesting idea, isn't it? Maybe what we do is we just we don't go to school at all till we're about 30. So maybe we bring back Victorian workhouses, right?
Yeah,
So we get kids and they can go up chimneys, right, and all the and go pickpocketing, that kind of stuff, up to about 30. Right, and then from 30 onwards, we do the education side of it because everyone's interested by then. And obviously, you've had a horrible life in a Victorian style workhouse. It can't be long before the Tories bring that back anyway. And then we just reverse the entire system. Work when you're a kid, go to school when you're older. How about that?
Actually, it doesn't sound such a bad idea when you put it like that.
I don't know why I'm not in charge of this stuff. But
no, I think you're right. John, you sound actually really good. I'd vote for you tomorrow, to be honest, from what you just said then. But the sad fact is that your interesting comment there is echoes of truth in it, because there are a lot of people who just have been failed or don't do well at school, you know, whatever reason it is. Then just go out into life, do all the things they're going to do, sometimes have terrible experiences before that, and decide, hang on a minute, education is for me after all. And they make decisions which turn their lives around. And, you know, you're more likely to make a better decision about education as you get older, I think, you know, as a general rule.
Yeah.
So, you know, your idea isn't quite as nutty as some of your listeners might think. Well, I think it's very sane.
That's an actual doctor saying that. Dr. Mark Biddis, independent education consultant. Dr. Mark, thank you very much indeed. And as you heard, he would vote for me in any kind of election. So, and that's a doctor. So, you know, in your face. What do you think? Do you think we should send children to Victorian workhouses and then get adults to go to school and reverse the whole system? That's not as nutty as you might think. Doctor's words, not mine. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Or shave a pigeon down, tattoo your message
Stop
on it.
Stop talking about that.
Okay. And get it to us. Now, in the next half an hour of the programme, a diversity paper review on the way with Ez today. He's going through the papers for us. But now, Tanya has the news at just after 1:30 on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon. Tests have revealed George Michael died of natural causes. The singer had heart and liver conditions when he passed away on Christmas Day, according to a coroner who says there's no need for an inquest. Police are questioning a man on suspicion of abducting and raping a woman as she walked with her toddler in Teesside. The victim says she was bundled into a car during the attack, which lasted for several hours. A British backpacker has been rescued from what she says was a two-month hostage ordeal in Australia. The 22-year-old was driving in rural Queensland when officers noticed she was distressed. She told police she'd been repeatedly attacked while being held by her ex-boyfriend. He was found hiding in the back of the vehicle. Inspector Paul Hart says she was visibly hurt.
The female person did have injuries consisting of facial fractures, scratches and abrasions to her neck area, and other bruising consistent with the offences she was outlining to us.
A man has been charged with several offences. The Shadow Education Secretary says the government should cut class sizes and stop messing around with plans to bring back grammar schools. Angela Rayner's criticised proposals to spend £320 million on new free schools in England. Courts in England and Wales are being told to consider the backgrounds of young offenders when deciding their punishment. New sentencing guidelines focus on how under-18s were brought up, including exposure to drug and alcohol abuse. Youth worker Chris Preddy believes the bigger issue is tackling the root causes of crime among teenagers.
Who's out there making sure that your kid's getting home safe? Who's out there making sure that your kid ain't getting groomed by these young people? We need to be out there. We need to be out there as adults, as parents and as role models.
And E.ON is the latest big energy firm to announce it's putting its prices up. Standard dual fuel tariffs will rise by 8.8% next month. The weather, a cloudy but dry and bright day for most of the UK, with plenty of sunshine around, but some drizzle in the west and the high 11 Celsius.
Tanya, thank you very much indeed.
You're very welcome.
Back in 2 hours, well, back before that, certainly back at 2 o'clock, but in 2 hours from now, vegetable news. Have you started collating yet, just out of interest?
Well, I've been doing a bit of research. It's quite hard vegetable news.
Is it?
Yeah.
Would you like to tease us with the vegetable you're thinking of including?
No.
Okay. Fine. No.
Sorry.
That's perfectly all right. No vegetable teasing from Tanya yet, but
still working on it.
Later. In half an hour, though, 25 minutes, there will be the news at 2. It will contain a news lie, its headline hijack. We'll get through some of them next.
Join me, the property doctor, Martin Roberts, as I make my house calls on Talk Radio.
Student house or country pub, Martin Roberts.
It is, of course, a listed building.
Penthouse flat with urban star, Martin Roberts.
Massive damp patch on the ceiling.
Martin Roberts.
What do you mean I was supposed to put a washer in there?
He's a man with expertise when it comes to properties. Before you get the keys, call Martin Roberts.
With expert guidance on all things bricks and mortar, plus a healthy dose of home improvement tips, it really is the best prescription for essential property advice on the radio. Home Rule with me, Martin Roberts, this Saturday morning from 11.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
It's just what we do.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Some of your reactions coming in, of course, to today's big story. Should we reverse education? Should we put children into schools when they're 30 and send them in their formative years into Victorian workhouses, up chimneys and out picking pockets like in the good old days? Cornelius, what's been coming in?
Lots coming in. John, schools don't need any more money. If children grow up stupid, we'll have to pay them less. And when they grow up, thus saving money in the long run. Look how well that system has done outside of London. Yeah. That's coming from Naive. John, even though it is a real bore, girlfriends I've had plenty, but there are none like Miss McKenzie, and that's what I go to school for. That's coming from Busted.
Thank you very much indeed, Busted. If you'd like to get in touch, like Busted, have 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
Now talk radio on Twitter.
Start your message with a popular noughties song.
Headline hijack then, that's on the way. That's a made-up news story, that is. That's a fake news coming out of Tonya's mouth. And it'll be happening at around 2 o'clock. We call it Headline Hijack. We'd like you to send us your made-up news story. You could be today's Headline Hijacker. Here's what's been coming in so far. This has come in from Lucy. Could single gloves on railings become a thing of the past post-Brexit? A leading postman in the papers has said today that following the UK leaving the EU, post offices will no longer have to adhere to an EU directive which makes them put found gloves on the nearest railing to be collected by people with one cold hand. Yes, you see them around, don't you, the one glove?
Yeah.
And that will become a thing of the past.
That's an EU directive.
Yeah. What have you got there?
Katie Hopkins is believed to have joined the Islamic State.
I thought she did that ages ago.
Says Gabby. The Rent-A-God broadcaster has last been seen getting off a plane in Turkey near the Syrian border and has since disappeared. LBC has said that they will be releasing an official statement at 3 o'clock today, but rumours on the internet is that she will be continuing her show live from Aleppo.
Katie Hopkins there joining ISIS in the news. Who said that in a cabbie?
Gabby.
Thanks, Gabby.
She is a cabbie, though.
Gabby the cabbie. Thank you very much for sending that in. You could send yours in as well, of course. 8722.
Start your message with the word
talk. Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
In economic news, for the first time ever, supermarket loyalty points such as Nectar and Club Card points are now stronger than the pound. This has come in. From Neil, which has been, the pound of course, been in decline since the EU referendum last summer. Philip Hammond, Chancellor of the Exchequer, has warned against knee-jerk spending of your Nectar or Club Card points in store, as they can be more valuable when used in various deals online. If you've got something you'd like to send us, the lines are very much open now. In the next bit of the programme, there's the Diversity Paper Review. We're going to go through the papers next, just like any other programme, but of course we do it each day with a different diversity. Today, Ez is back. He's black. And we're going through the papers for us next on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk. It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended.
Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent.
Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. To find your local office, go to northwooduk.com/branches.
is.
Next up on Sounds Fantastic is this.
Hey, you give to me all of your money, and maybe I give to you a few extra megabytes.
Ooh, that was the merciless broad bandit. Fear not and listen up.
Go compare.
That's the sound of the very first place you should be looking for your ideal broadband deal.
If you want to decide, it should be your favorite. GoCompare.com is right up there.
Sounds fantastic.
Now at TradePoint, the Karcher K4 full control car and home pressure washer was £233, now just £192. Offer ends 19th of March. Excludes VAT 20%. TradePoint. Trade brands, trade prices, trade only. TradePoint!
Ah, the soothing sounds of the panpipe. Close your eyes and you can almost believe you're being serenaded by villagers in the foothills of Machu Picchu. Not hanging on for someone to answer your call. But if you're not a fan of faux Peruvian hold music, you'll be pleased to hear you can now do your tax online instead of waiting around on the phone. The new personal tax account from HMRC is quick, easy and secure and lets you check your tax and update your details online. See yours today at gov.uk/personal-tax-account.
Have you seen my keys anywhere?
Are they in the dining room?
Nope.
Library?
Nope.
Indoor pool?
Nope.
Outdoor pool?
Nope.
Tennis courts?
Ah,
nicer problems to have. This Tuesday, there's a £50 million jackpot and two guaranteed UK millionaires. Euro Millions. Only from the National Lottery. Estimated jackpot. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Thursday night is a big night on TV.
What? I am the big knight! Here, go feed my stallion.
What the hell are you?
The big knight, lord of forged and fire. Bladesmiths to your anvils. Set history alight and forge me a blade. Only one can win. Forge poorly and you will be eliminated. Now, voiceover man, tell them when it's on.
Forged and fire, this Thursday at 9 on History.
A big night in.
Talk radio, traffic and travel.
Slow for the M3 in Hampshire after earlier problems south between junctions 11 for Winchester South and 12 for Eastleigh. All the restrictions have been lifted, but it will be a little while before things are back to normal. There's queues for Bristol's eastbound M4 around junction 19 for the M32. A vehicle's overturned on the exit slip road. The M40 in Oxfordshire still blocked northbound between 9 for Bicester and 10 for Brackley because of an accident. And in the Netherton area of Merseyside, Dunnings Bridge Road, the westbound side of that as you head towards Seaforth, has been closed because of an accident near the Switch Island. I'm Joanna Adams.
Nana's Magic Soup.
I'm looking after my grandson today. He's not feeling well and my daughter's at work. He's in the other room, lying on the sofa, feeling sorry for himself. Poor little thing. So I'm cooking something to make him feel better. It's lots of stuff he doesn't normally like. Carrots, onions, peppers. Until I put them all in the blender, add some coconut milk and turn them into a bowl of Nana's Magic Soup.
Thanks, Nana.
You're very welcome, my love.
Find Nana's Magic Soup recipe online or in store. Food Love Stories, brought to you by Tesco.
Talk radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
In the greatest comeback since Bobby Ewing showed up in Pam's shower.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The mighty James Whale is back.
You know the one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio.
Unfiltered comment, scorched earth debate, and an ill-advised leather Stetson.
Are you making some kind of joke?
You look ridiculous. Take it off.
Get in the ring with the legendary James Whale.
Are you ready, man?
The dome-headed sage of speech radio returns to the airwaves for 3 hours of essential national night talk.
Cometh the hour, cometh the whale.
The James Whale Show, tonight from 7
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So there is a lot of news, of course, around this afternoon. We heard with Tanya, of course, that the coroner has said that George Michael died of natural causes. He had, and I quote, a fatty liver. Theresa May is facing a second defeat in the House of Lords as Piers called for Parliament to be giving a meaningful vote on the Brexit deal. There are new guidelines for sentencing young offenders. There are, of course, all these stories about £500 million being given to grammar schools. There's Trump saying that he doesn't trust the FBI. There's a lot of news around, and the news is quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
No, well, I know, Cornelius, it's fine, though, because you don't have to, because we're here to help. And if you share Cornelius's thickness, then you, too, could be helped by listening as we analyse current affairs using the medium of Japanese poetry. It's short-form oriental verse. It's five syllables, seven syllables, and five syllables. We present the news in haikus.
Trump doesn't believe. The FBI thinks the I stands for ignorance.
The news in haiku. Joins us for today's diversity paper review. Regular listeners will be only too aware that we are the most diverse programme. I mean, everybody's talking about diversity, of course. Mira Sayal today said there wasn't enough diversity on television. I mean, she was being very specific about Asians, but anyway. Riz Ahmed said it last. He said that if there wasn't enough diversity on the television, then young people would run away to join ISIS. That's what he said. We are doing our bit each and every day by having a different diversity from all kinds of backgrounds in here to review the papers. And as I say, it makes us the most diverse programme in broadcasting. Today we welcome back Ez, and Ez, remind us of your diversity.
I am black.
Yes. And you've been going through the papers for us.
I have been going through the papers. Well, shall we start proceedings?
Yes, please. Yes.
So let's start with the front pages. Most of the... I think you guys have covered a bit of this. PM, so this is The Guardian. PM paves way for expansion of grammar schools. So what we learned today, that Chancellor has set aside $320 million to help realise May's plan for more selective schools to come in 2020. So that's what most of the front pages are running with today.
Yes, it's because, of course, the budget's tomorrow, so yeah. It's not like the old days, is it, when the budget wouldn't be leaked at all, and you'd have to kind of wait till the actual day for the budget to be... In fact, there was a... I can't remember which Chancellor it was. Years ago... This is going back, but years ago, a Chancellor...
Before my time, before I was even born?
Yes, before I was even born. A Chancellor resigned because on the way in to Parliament, he spoke to a journalist... And said something about, and then the journalist printed the, and he had to resign because it was the, but you're not allowed to have the budget. But now that's what it, that's, it's just how it works. So they all know in advance what's coming. And you're right, this is where, of course, and we did talk about it earlier, all this money's being put aside to favour the Tory way of these grammar schools and this selective education.
It's May's new flagship education reform, but it's caused a few disgruntled cries from teachers at existing schools who claim that this funding crisis means that children are going to be faced with bigger classrooms and limited resources and fewer teachers. So the government's kind of put themselves in a catch-22 situation where they're trying to create a new education system, well, schools, sorry, but at the cost of existing schools who are facing a funding crisis at the moment.
Yeah,
so this is alienating the current teachers at the moment.
We spoke to Dr. Mark Middis. He's an independent education consultant, and he was saying exactly that. And it's selective education, not necessarily a bad thing, but at the expense of other schools,
yes,
then you start to have a problem because then you create a divide, don't you? And you're right, and class sizes are too big anyway. Schools don't have enough. You know, my kids are primary school age. And the school has to do all it can to make money to buy books, even. I
mean, exactly.
You know, so
exactly.
The
General Secretary of the Association of Teachers and Lecturers, this is Dr. Mary Bastard, she said that teachers would be dismayed that Hammond's throwing...
I mean, that is her name, to be fair. Her name.
I mean, like, yeah.
I mean, you know, I mean, we're all, you know, you're giggling like a child, but it is her name. So,
is she a teacher?
No, she's a general secretary of the Association of Teachers and Lecturers.
Yeah. What's her name again?
Dr. Mary.
Yeah.
Her name's Dr. Mary.
If she had become a teacher, she would have lasted a week.
I mean, Bowstead, technically. But, you know, I mean...
We're still going to get dumped.
I did hear her interviewed this morning on the Today programme. Right? And even they did it. Although I know, talk to me, any bastard. No.
I tried so hard when I was like reading this and writing my notes to make sure I kind of pronounced it in a different way. But it's just
you haven't got
it's not going to happen.
On paper, that's what it looks like.
Literally, that's what
you've got to kind of work your mouth around it to make it non-sweary.
I can't make it non-sweary. But basically, she said that.
Anyway, Dr. Mary
said that this new reform is basically going to be a detriment to schools who are already facing plans to save 300, I think it was 3 billion, she said, by 2020 that the schools have to save. So
yes,
if schools have to save this amount of money whilst these new existing schools are going to have all this funding and selective processing, it's a bit, it feels like, you know, they're leaving, the PM and government are leaving these existing schools in the cold whilst they're focusing on their new education reform.
Well, I look forward to the row between her and Theresa May when Theresa May says, oh, shut up,
you
Bowstead. You silly Bowstead.
I mean, speaking of Theresa May, have you guys heard in the Times that apparently she's a lizard? In disguise.
She's a lizard. She's one of the lizards.
Yeah,
she's in the Times.
Yeah. This is a story in the Times.
What, 14 Times? What, the Times?
The Times. Theresa. So the headline reads...
I would have thought this would be front page news, if I'm honest.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's the grammar school thing, yeah, but Theresa May's a lizard. I'd put that on the front page if I was the editor.
So, I knew that. Yeah. I told you about the time I grabbed Theresa May's tail.
Oh, right.
And it just fell off and she ran off.
Yeah, that's true.
That's when
scuttled
I knew.
Away.
Yeah.
But yeah, the headline reads, Theresa May is a lizard. Google delivers fake news as fact. Mm. So Google have been accused of spreading fake news after their site shared reports, claiming that also President Obama had been planning a coup and Theresa May was in fact a lizard in disguise. So
it's not a very good disguise because she does look like a lizard. She's got a lizardy face, doesn't she?
Yeah.
You get
trust her.
Dr. Mary, they go, your lizard face. Ah, oh, you Bowstead.
So,
just some sort of slanging match going on. I hope Jeremy Hunt doesn't get involved.
Oh man!
But so she's a lizard. Yeah.
So Google, I don't know if you know, but sometimes if you search things in Google, questions in Google will automatically source out the answer for you using various sites.
Yeah.
But what has happened here is that the algorithm that Google use has obviously been corrupted and unwittingly spread conspiracy theories and fake news using information from unverified sources.
Right.
So they're taking unverified sources and using those as answers for people's questions on Google.
I see.
And they've got a couple other wrong answers in the Times article here. Do you want to hear some of
them? Yes, I do, Ez.
So, popular question here. Why are fire trucks red? Google answered, because they have 8 wheels and 4 people on them, and 4 plus 8 makes 12, and then they're 12 inches and a foot, and 1 foot is a ruler, and Queen Elizabeth was a ruler, and Queen Elizabeth was also a ship, and the ship sailed the seas, and there was a fish in the seas, the fish have fins, and the fins fought the Russians, and the Russians are red, the fire trucks are always rushing around, so that's why fire trucks are red.
This is like when we set up the big story, when you have to guess the song, Cornelius. That's technically what's happened there. Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah.
So Google have got a lot of work to do with this algorithm. They're going to have to fix it pretty soonish.
Okay.
Because Trump's going to have a field day with this. Soon it's going to be Trump versus Google. You know, Google spreading the fake facts and Trump actually being in the right for once.
Yeah. That remains to be seen. Okay, where are you going next?
Where are we going next? We are going to the Daily Mail. Mm-hmm. And the headline reads, Hunt for Match.com fraudster who dumped victim out of 200K. So, this glamorous woman who is believed to be part of a bigger key player in an organised crime gang targeting vulnerable and lonely people online. So, she goes under many aliases, Christy Dunn, Martha Cameron, Marinda Stinson.
Mary Boosted.
And she has taken 200K from one of her victims who, I don't think they've released his name here, who lives in Manchester, and she's duped him. So I talked about some of this stuff
Yeah, we did two weeks ago.
It was front page news yesterday that 30 Brits a day are getting conned on dating websites.
This is a major problem. We need to stop these fraudsters and get off these Match.com websites and eHarmony and, you know, get into the real world.
You know the way to fix it?
How?
Arranged marriage.
Yeah, putting it, but you're saying that's the safe way because then you can vet the person.
Yeah, definitely. You know,
the vetting process
chosen by the parents.
Yeah, who are sensible.
Yeah, and probably
parents
got to get, you know, a nice animal, livestock or something out of the deal.
Yeah,
you're
on national radio, you're calling for compulsory arranged marriage for everyone.
Yes.
That's what you're calling for.
Yes.
As a means of deterring these fraudsters
and livestock trade.
On this
livestock
program.
To invigorate the agricultural world.
Right, so not only does it help the fraudster issue, mm-hmm. it also helps the common agricultural policy.
Yes, which we've been struggling with.
This is unbelievable stuff.
All right, good. Birthdays, finally, I think, after that call for arranged marriage compulsory for all.
Okay, so...
Just one of my ideas, John, and I'll tell you all the others later.
I can't wait, Cornelius. So we're going to do the birthdays, of course, as we do. Whose birthday is it today?
Oh, we've got loads here. So we've got Sir Vic Richards, Marcus Beadsdale, William Boyd.
Who are these people, does it say?
William Boyd, author. Michael Chance, counter-tenor. Brian Cranston, actor.
Yeah.
Michael Isler, chief executive of Walt Disney Company.
Yeah.
Professor David Farrington, criminal psychologist.
Yep.
Sir Randall Fiennes, explorer. Yep. Clive Gillinson, cellist. I don't know what that is.
Okay.
Robert Harris, author. Ruthie Henschel, singer. Sir Rupert Jackson, Lord Justice of Appeal. E.L. James, author. Tom Lehman, golfer. Evan Lendl, tennis coach. And Andrea Levy, novice.
Right, well, let's wish them a happy birthday in the time-honoured tradition.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, dear.
Sir Vic Richards, Marcus Beadsdale, William Boyd, Michael Chance, Brian Cranston, Michael Isner, David Farrington, Sir Rudolph Fiennes, Clive Robinson, Robert Harris, Ruthie Henschel, Sir Rupert Jackson, E.L. James, Tom Lehman, and Evan Lendl.
Happy birthday to you.
Arranged marriages.
Ez, thank you so much in for today's Diversity Paper Review. Remind us of your diversity.
I am the black man.
That's right. Makes us the most diverse programme in broadcasting. As each day, a different diversity goes through the papers for us. That was Ez. Ez, we'll see you next week. Thank you very much indeed.
Yes, you will.
Right, headline hijack on the way. A made-up news story in Tanya's News. Just words of a lie that we'd like you to make up, please. And fire at us. Fake news writ large. There to confuse those who aren't listening to this bit of the programme. That's how it works. It is headline hijack. And we are going to need a winner. Cornelius has the name of that winner.
It's Sean.
Sean. And where is Sean?
Sean's in Heathrow.
Right. He or she has got their made-up news story into that news bulletin, which is coming next with Tanya. After that, hot guest action. It's a PR exercise dressed up as an interview. Comedian Tony Law will be joining us. Also on the programme today, don't forget you can win some meat in a game of Call of Duty Black Ops Infinite Warfare on the radio. All on the way between 4 o'clock, between now and 4 o'clock. It's coming up to the news time, though. And now Marta will press a button to get us out of this bit.
Talk radio.
We got entertainment, and we're not afraid to use it. Talk radio.
Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew. If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the everyday every day. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
Raging seas, 40 degree heat, and 100 mile an hour winds. Versus a crew of 9.
Right, guys, start switching on now.
Rationed to a few stale biscuits a day.
Oh.
On a boat the size of 2 table tennis tables.
Can they recreate the most treacherous voyage in history? 4,000 miles, 9 men, 1 tiny boat. Mutiny continues tonight at 9 on Channel 4.
Alice's peacemaking cupcakes.
I've never been good at saying sorry. I just had a massive row with my stepmom. It was awful. I said some things I didn't really mean, and I wasn't very nice. So, I'm making my caramel cupcakes. She loves caramel. We both do. And I suppose nothing says sorry like a chocolate cupcake, filled with caramel and sprinkled with extra chocolate.
Find Alice's peacemaking cupcake recipe online or in store. Food Love Stories. Brought to you by Tesco.
Will City nick it at the death? Will the big man bag another brace? Will the midfield maestro get a straight red? For kicking a ball boy? What are the odds of that? If you reckon you know where a game's heading, bet in play at 10bet.co.uk. You'll get a first deposit bonus of up to £200. And with hundreds of in-play betting markets, when it's time to bet, it's time to 10bet.
Minimum deposit £15. Deposit must be staked in full to qualify. 5 rollovers of deposit and bonus required. Single bets and ACCAs only. Please bet responsibly.
Clive, Winston Wolf. Whale music? You must be one stressed-out private landlord.
Yes, I am.
Your tenants are struggling financially and can't pay their rent. But you're with Direct Line. They'll repay any unpaid rent until your tenants are out.
Oh.
So drop the stress ball. It'll all be over soon. Ah, that's better.
Claim back unpaid rent after 1 month's arrears with rent guarantee. Can your insurance do that? Search Direct Line Landlord. Optional cover as part of legal expenses add-on. Qualifying criteria and cover limits apply. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
It is as well, and it's just after 2 o'clock. Here's Tony with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, a coroner rules George Michael died of natural causes. Plus, Ford considers moving jobs to Germany, and why Emmerdale's received almost 200 complaints.
Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. A coroner has ruled George Michael died of natural causes. The singer's been described as having a heart and liver condition. Talk Radio's Alex Dibble reports.
George Michael was found dead at his home in Goring-on-Thames in Oxfordshire on Christmas Day. In December, a post-mortem was deemed inconclusive and police were treating his death as unexplained but not suspicious. Now, a coroner says the 53-year-old died from dilated cardiomyopathy, a disease of the heart muscle where it becomes stretched and thin, meaning it's unable to efficiently pump blood. There won't be an inquest.
Police are questioning a man on suspicion of abducting and raping a woman as she walked with her toddler in Teesside. The victim says she was bundled into a car during the attack, which lasted for several hours. Theresa May's plans for a new wave of grammar schools will receive a £320 million boost in tomorrow's budget. The Chancellor is expected to announce funding for 140 new free schools, many of which are expected to become grammars if legislation changes. Toby Young is the co-founder of a free school in West London and believes the decision represents good value for taxpayers.
The cost of creating new school places in free schools was about a third of the cost of creating new school places under the last building programme. So they are an inexpensive way of meeting the demand for much needed new places.
Ford's finance arm is understood to be considering whether to relocate jobs to Germany after the UK leaves the EU. Employees based in Worley in Essex have been told the company is scrutinising the case for applying for a German banking licence. And the television watchdog has received 180 complaints from viewers about last night's episode of Emmerdale. The programme saw character Aaron Dingle, who's in prison, receiving homophobic abuse and being taunted over the suicide of his father. Ofcom says it will assess the complaints before deciding whether to investigate.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Cloudy but dry and bright for most of the UK with plenty of sunshine around but some drizzle in the west and the high 11 Celsius.
There now, there's Tanya with the news, and in an hour and a half's time she will be here with the news, but she will have bonus news, which today comes courtesy of the world of vegetables.
Yes.
Because what happened was, about 6 or 8 months ago, all the news bulletins were made shorter. We don't know why. But it turns out this is a scandal, really, waiting to happen. The news people, that's you.
That is me.
Get paid the same for doing fewer work. So that's not right. So that means you have to make the time up in bonus news. Animal, vegetable and mineral on consecutive days. Today, vegetable news.
Today is vegetable news.
Have you done any research so far? Would you like to tease us with the name of a vegetable you might be including?
I think I'll just keep you guessing.
You're keeping your vegetable powder
dry?
I'll
just keep you guessing. Then you'll want to tune in.
Yeah, well, yes.
People will definitely want to tune
already
in for that.
Already, they can't wait. I know. Thank you, Tanya. Here's Ben now with Lazy Ben with his pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Arsenal manager Arsene Wenger says pride is at stake in tonight's Champions League last 16 second leg with Bayern Munich. They're 5-1 down going into the match after falling apart in the first meeting in Germany. Arsenal have lost four of their last six games in all competitions. Captain Per Mertesacker wants to get the supporters back on side.
We wanted to be in the Champions League. We are still in there, so let's go for it. You know, we played hard last season to get there, and that was really our chance to get everyone back, our fans, to get involved again, you know, to make the season a successful one.
Elsewhere this evening, Real Madrid lead 3-1 going into their second leg with Napoli. TalkSport 2 has full live commentary. There's a full programme in the Sky Bet Championship this evening. Leaders Newcastle head to fifth place Reading. Brighton host bottom side Rotherham. And third place Huddersfield take on Aston Villa. Finally, cricket. Surrey have re-signed Kevin Peterson for this season's T20 Blast. The former England batsman will be available for the whole competition. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, Boris Johnson has warned the German government that if any more unexploded World War II bombs are found in the UK, he may break diplomatic ties with the nation. The Foreign Secretary says the findings are being considered as acts of aggression and it will not be tolerated.
Thank you very much indeed, Tanya, there with the news, Ben, with the pre-recorded sport. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Oh my, get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
All right, good afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. Momentarily, we bring you hot guest action in the bearded shape of comedian Tony Law. Before that, of course, the Archbishop of Canterbury has said that holding a second EU referendum would deepen divisions over Brexit. This is Justin Welby, of course, speaking in the House of Lords. He said a national reconciliation is needed. Now, this, of course, is the second reading of Theresa May's Brexit bill in the Lords, where it faces another defeat over calls for Parliament to be given a meaningful vote on the final deal negotiated by ministers. But that leads us to the question, of course, for today's texting, which is, what would God do if there's a second EU referendum? Well, let us know what you think God would do. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with what God will do if there is a second EU referendum.
Or simply send us a prayer. Hi, John. I think God would say send a plague of immigrants to eat all of our crops. Thank you very much for that. That's good. Cornelius.
I think there's a danger we'll be cast out of the garden of the EU-den.
Yeah.
Feasting on the forbidden straightened bananas.
Straightened bananas, yeah. Yes. So if you've got a thought of what God might do if there's a second EU referendum, then do let us know. God will bring back Margaret Thatcher from the grave. Like when Jesus used to bring back the dead, Jesus will touch Margaret Thatcher's dead bones and she will come back and snatch all of the children's milk again. Let us know what you think God would do in the event of a second EU referendum. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with what God will do if there's a second EU referendum.
What are these? They're today's birthdays.
Ah.
Yeah.
All right.
That's right. That is the voice of Mr. Tony Law. Comedian, multi-award. You didn't know the microphones were on, did you?
No, you didn't.
That's...
I did not know that.
Okay, I thought not. No, I was just checking, yeah. There's just a man boldly speaking in the middle of... Tony Law, welcome!
Hi there.
How are you?
Okay, yeah.
Good.
I didn't listen to the heads up about the mic.
Yeah.
It's the light,
there's a little red light on behind.
Yeah, yeah. That's the clue.
Just like in the movies. It's the same as the radio in the movies, which I enjoy.
Yeah. What's your favourite radio-based movie, would you say?
I can't remember right now. I'm having too much fun.
Yeah!
All my thoughts have gone out of my head.
Well, I
know what God would say.
What would God say?
He'd say, it's too late now, get on with it, because God's pretty conservative.
Yeah, he is, yeah. God used to work for Breitbart, I think.
Yeah. I stay away from the internet entirely.
Very wise.
I don't want to get
That means
hurt.
If you don't go on the internet, you won't have read your reviews.
I read the snippets that the people who look out for me send me, because I'll shoot.
You're the king of postmodern nonsense.
Yeah, don't even know what that means. I leave it to wordy, educated folk to describe it.
Flies by in joyful abandon.
I think I get my head around that. That sounds good. Yeah, I try and keep the pace up, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Don't let it lull. People see through the... see for what it is.
Yeah, don't let them...
Which is a man just...
That used to be Ben Elton's technique.
He
used to just talk fast because he was scared of people shouting at him.
Yeah, but I've noticed fellas like that and ladies before, but I change up the accents and talk deep and then slow. Yeah. It's literally that. I try and bear that in mind. Yeah. Slow it down a bit. Talk really fast again. Basically, you just keep chucking it at the wall and see what sticks.
Now, we be blatant and upfront about this. This is a PR exercise dressed up as an interview.
You bet.
So what is it you're flogging, Tony?
I'm going on tour around the beautiful country that I chose to live in some 28 years ago, which I love.
Why did you choose to come and live here from Canada 28 years ago?
Just an Anglophile fam. My mum's Trinidadian, my dad's Northern Irish.
Okay.
So there was that doesn't make any sense in the question. There's a connection back here.
Yeah.
But things weren't cooking in Belfast, so came down to London.
Yeah.
After I met the cousin. And just fell in love, actually.
Yeah.
And just can't get enough of London. And then I'm lucky to be able to be an arse. Are you allowed to say arse?
Yeah,
and travel around the country being an arse. So I feel like I'm a citizen of everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really do. And, if I haven't been to the north for a while, I miss it. I really do.
Yeah.
I have to do this voice, but I really do. It's genuine. And that's what I'm doing. I'm here. I'm flogging my tour, which is originally going to be a show about my recovery from, yada, 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 all the business. 30 odd years. So I don't like to get too deep in the emotions there.
Yeah.
But it's ended up being taking responsibility for things I decide that I'm responsible for. So I've done it that way.
OK.
So SeaWorld. I take the hit for SeaWorld and captive orcas. That's all me. And then,
somebody's got to take the hit for that. And someone's got to deal with it on our behalf.
I feel cleansed after I've talked about it. I don't know whether I did invent giant black and white fish jumping out of ponds, but it feels like I did. And it just gets out. So it's become more about that. It's just, but one thing I've noticed since it's a year and a half now, since I've been a... whistle for everything, and I'm getting used to it now. Just learning how to be in society, and it's great.
Yeah.
So I think I'm funnier than ever and faster.
You are funnier than ever. That
I
is
think
true.
So
I've seen you live.
I think you saw me down in
Canterbury.
Canterbury.
There you go. Yeah.
I'm going down there on my own tour here.
Yeah.
On this tour.
You were supporting Stuart Lee, I think.
That's right. Yeah, full. Yeah. It won't be full this time. But I got to get myself back on the TV and all that now because I'm back.
Yeah.
I can hear all the other comedians. They're just shuddering. They're going, "Uh-oh, it's an even playing field now." Law's back. He's probably writing jokes, but no, that's not happening.
That's not your way.
I thought that was gonna just happen, but it ends up just taking responsibility.
Have you ever written an actual joke?
Like
formulated actual joke.
Yeah, I try all the time. That's what they all are. All the bits I talk about, but some reason I don't know, it just goes wrong.
Yeah,
usually my bits are good in the beginning and the middle, and then they just sort of fall apart.
I want to see you hosting the nightly show.
I'd love to. I want to get it because the thing is, I'm very well read actually, and a lot of people don't know that. That the people on Have I Got News for You used to have me on because they knew through, I don't know who knew, but knew that I was like new about news and stuff.
Yeah.
And they just liked the fact that Tony, let's see what Tony's take on it is. And so, yeah, I'd love to do more of that.
Yeah.
My take on the news. But then I get so excited in front of a microphone, I just go off on tangents.
Do you prefer, I mean, having done this for, did you do this in Canada before you
moved?
No, so this was all.
No, it came when I was 19.
Oh, okay, fine, all right.
And no, I just did arson about on a farm. Yeah. And I was never going to be a farmer, so I had to.
You've got to do something to know what you don't want to do.
I've done tons of things before I got the courage to do it.
Yeah.
Because I thought it was for city folk and university guys. But
it turns out anyone can do it. Yeah.
But the only thing that holds you back is not knowing how to do grammar, because that holds back on the scripts, you know, that they always want. Have you got anything we can have a look at? You know, maybe an idea for a sitcom. And I can write a whole bunch of stuff down on a paper, but there's no.
Punctuation.
That's fine. Yeah.
Pitched a panel show once. I must have read this in an interview with you, which I thought, I don't know why this hasn't been made. And see if you remember it. It was to do with driving a truck around.
Oh, yeah. So, I'm always trying to get something like that.
This is a great idea for panel show. So what it was? Well, you explain it. It was driving a truck.
I can't remember it.
I'll tell you now. You're driving.
Yeah.
Right? There's a bunch of comedians in the back.
Yeah.
And you're driving them around the country.
Yeah.
And all the questions are based on where you end up.
Oh, yeah. That sounds good. Yeah, because I can drive a truck. I've got the license for it.
Was that a farming thing?
Yeah. Well, actually, probably don't have the license. Just can do it. I'd like to do that. That'd be a good idea.
Yeah.
Also, I was thinking of coming up with an NFL show now that everyone's into the NFL. That's like one sport I know a lot about.
Do you?
I'd like to do, but then... what else was there? That one sounds good. I think dog walking show. Just walking with dogs and interviewing people whilst you're out with dogs.
Yeah. Have they got to bring their own dog? I mean, are you limiting your guests to dog owners, or would you give them a dog?
No, I think they've got to have their own dog.
Yeah.
That would be the hook.
Okay. Or they have to keep the dog at the end.
No. Because no,
you're limiting your guests, aren't you?
You have to get fighting dogs.
Fighting dogs.
They fight man versus dog. No weapons allowed. No.
We're going to have to go to Traffic and Travel, but we're going to figure this out during this break.
Do you know whose birthday it was today?
Go on.
Sir Ranulph Fiennes.
We did know that.
We sung happy birthday to him.
I just wanted to say it correctly.
Yeah, and that you did.
Don't they say Rafe?
Yeah.
Oh, Rafe, no, not Ranulph.
Rafe Fiennes.
That's Ralph.
Ralph Fiennes.
Definitely Ralph, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, Tony Law is with us, as if you couldn't guess. And so, in the next bit of the programme, more of him. But now we've got to take Traffic and Travel. You listen to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking. Don't do the every day on Talk Radio with the Royal Navy Reserve. Every Friday morning on the Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast, find out what happens when you push an ordinary radio producer from the West Midlands to the limit.
Join me, breakfast show producer Alex, as I step into the unknown and experience what the everyday can't.
Find out where being a Royal Navy Reservist takes him. Don't do the every day on Talk Radio with the Royal Navy Reserve. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
Listen closely. Relax your mind. Now picture a car. It's Italian. A Trident? Yes, a Maserati. Now picture a number, a price. Too high. Focus. No? Well, the Ghibli Saloon starts at just £475 a month, plus initial rental on personal contract hire with Maserati. I know. Unbelievable, isn't it? Find out more at maserati.co.uk. Personal contract hire. The Maserati Ghibli Diesel. Initial rental of 5,700. 48-month term. 9,000 miles per annum. Subject to status. Valid until 31st of March 17. Maserati contract hire.
Thursday night is a big night on TV.
What? I am the big night! Here, go feed my stallion.
What the hell are you?
The big night! Lord of Forged and Fire. Bladesmiths to your anvils. Set history alight and forge me a blade. Only one can win! Forge poorly and you will be eliminated. Now, voiceover man, tell them when it's on.
Forged in Fire, this Thursday at 9 on History.
a big night in.
Have you seen my keys anywhere?
Are they in the dining room?
Nope.
Library?
Nope.
Indoor pool?
Nope.
Outdoor pool?
Nope.
Tennis courts?
Ah.
Nicer problems to have. This Tuesday, there's a £50 million jackpot and two guaranteed UK millionaires. EuroMillions. Only from the National Lottery. Estimated jackpot. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
With Jet2.com, you can choose from 58 amazing destinations, including daily flights to Alicante, Faro, Ibiza, Malaga and Mallorca. You can fly from as little as £42. Plus, enjoy a huge 22 kilograms baggage allowance. No wonder we've been ranked the UK's top airline on TripAdvisor. And new from this spring, you can go direct from London, Stansted and Birmingham. Jet2.com. Friendly low fares. Price per person one way, including taxes. Charges may apply, subject to availability and normal conditions.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's delays out of Leeds on the A58M at the moment because of a rolling block at the A660. Long delays for the M40 through Oxfordshire with two lanes closed between 9 for Bicester and 10 for Brackley after an accident. There's also some southbound restrictions as well. So the motorway is open in both directions but restricted. Queues for Bristol's eastbound M4 towards junction 19 for the M32 where a vehicle's overturned on the exit slip. And still slow for Hampshire's southbound M3 after early problems near Winchester between junctions 11 and 12. I'm Jarena Adams.
If you're after a great deal on broadband, PlusNet is here to help. Unlimited broadband and line rental from just £18 a month for 18 months, plus a one-off £10 activation fee. That's more helpful than Helpy Helperson, the world's most helpful Norwegian. Hello, not now, Helpy. Get unlimited broadband and line rental from one simple monthly price of just £18, now with £50 cashback. Offer ends 14th of March. Visit plus.net now. PlusNet will do you proud. Prices may change. 18-month contract. New customers in low-cost areas. Only traffic prioritisation applies. See plus.net / traffic terms apply.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio. Money.
Wednesday's child is full of woe. Will you be full of woe when you hear the details of the government's budget? Will it be a budget or will they fudge it? We're unpicking the predictions in the company of experts. All that and your chance to have your say on the big issues of the day with Better Call Paul. If it's on your mind, get it on the radio, Talk Radio.
There is nothing quite as wonderful as money.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
In the afternoons, it's just coming up to a time and you're listening to Talk Radio. And today's PR exercise, dressed up as an interview, comes courtesy of the comedian Tony Law, who is with us and has just worked out how the microphones work. Red light on, microphone live.
It's back on. I could I could pretend I'm like from the science.
From the science?
Yeah, that'd be the interview about the science. So you just, or the history, you ask me anything about the science or the history and then I'll be the expert. And then you go, oh, that guy's not pumping his tour, which is everywhere.
Yeah, tell us about science.
It's awesome.
Thank you.
I gave up on science when I was younger, you know. Science never gives up on us. And that's the only message I have. You know, I love science and I love mathematics.
Yeah.
But it's not for me to do it. But I'm glad people
What was
do.
Your worst subject at school?
Science.
Yeah.
all of them. Yeah. Apart from history, because we had some encyclopedias.
Yeah.
You don't
get them anymore, do you?
We had a big bunch of encyclopedias, so I knew the history up to 1965, so some of my ideas are a little bit conservative. But all of them.
I was going to talk to you about, because you're back.
Yeah, right? Back.
We should talk about this, because you, and I know it's no secret, but you went to rehab.
Yeah.
After, you know, going a bit, you know. Yeah, that's it.
I normally whistle.
There's the whistle again.
That.
Yeah. So what happened? How did you come through? Because people listen to this. You know, people have all sorts of problems, mental issues and everything else. People will want the Tony Law take, won't they? That's what they
want. Well, you know, people say, oh, there must have been one moment. There was about 1,000. Yeah. Went too far. It's hard to do it justice too quick.
Yeah. Was it a case of
pulled the nose of the plane
your lifestyle doing it, like the touring? What was the
hard to say? Okay. No, it wasn't that because it would. I blame the drink itself.
Yeah,
I don't think you can do something for 25 years
hard.
Yeah.
Without some sort of, I was surprised it was the brain that went, because the body was hanging in there.
Yeah.
Just looking at other people going lightweight. But I don't like to bang on about it too much because there's other people know when they know. I don't know.
Yeah. But look.
But I reminisce about my career as a trampolinist. That ties into it.
That's good.
I was a semi-professional trampolinist in the 1970s. That bit, I don't know how it's got into the show, but it's kind of like therapy. That's what maybe people ought to do, is go do gigs.
Well, it is, because it's...
Gigs can't help, though.
No.
When you're in it, and the only thing to make you feel like you can do it is that. And yeah, that sort of loop. Man, I was terrible for a year after.
Yeah?
And a year... No. So no, the last year of drinking, the first year off. Oof. Those 2 years.
But now, look at you.
Oh, yeah.
Look at you.
Incredible.
Full body of health.
Still, short-term memory, that's gone. Couldn't remember where we were there for a second.
Yeah.
Talk radio, it says.
Yeah, read the sign. Read the sign.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, look, this tour takes in, right? Because I've got the dates here.
Oh, yeah. So some pretty big cities and some pretty big cities.
London, apparently. That's happening.
Cranley.
Yeah. Cranley.
Aldershot.
Cranley
like
Arts Centre. There it is. Yeah.
Cranley. I have not done Cranley for many years. Mm. Aldershot. And then the Manchester, but that's Salford.
Kendal.
Not done there before. That's up Cumbria, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, I got flooding material for that.
They've got the meat cake.
I just take in any town I'm in.
Yep.
I will be aware of something. And might remember to mention it. Hour and a half I did the trampolining routine. It started off, I don't know how it, it started off from just wanting to say the word semi.
Yeah.
In an accent like that. Because I got a cousin, Texan cousin, proper real one, you know, talks like that. And I don't know, I just got addicted to his voice. And then I started saying semi truck trailer. And that just went into my trampolining career in the 1970s.
Yeah. Did you wear a leotard during this period?
All sorts. You remember. You probably got it in your bumps.
Trampolining days.
Yeah, if you Google it, Tony Law trampolining, it might not come up. Might not. But if you Google your mind, it's in there.
It is now.
Yeah.
I can't get that image out.
Yeah. I was never, because I wasn't a beautiful trampolinist. That's why I use, I was a maverick, though.
Yeah.
I was the first guy, a lot of people don't know this, I was the first guy to ever drop to his knees and stand up again.
That's good.
Yeah.
I
blew the whole sport wide open. Because people just like, what? What did he do? Why? Families couldn't even meet around, like, Christmas time. You know, it broke families up.
Yeah.
Like, I've heard of divorces because people, that ain't trampolining, and other people going, I don't know, I think it freshens it up.
Came along, it was a very samey sport.
It was on it was the Romanians and the Bulgarians.
Yeah.
If someone just tuned in before I said that, they were beautiful. And I won't take that away from them.
Yeah.
But the sport was too conservative.
Yeah.
And, a sport, the judges, they didn't like me. But that was it. It was filmed. It was on NBC, CBS, all the channels, just after Wimbledon. Because before tennis, it was trampolining.
Mm.
And
Where the strawberries
the big
came
four.
From. The strawberries came from trampolining in the first place. That
was the only thing you were allowed to consume while you were playing.
Exactly.
We used to call it playing.
Playing.
And when I... it was Palm Springs Open. That was one of the big four. One of the big, big four. And... semi-finals of the Palm Springs Open was when I dropped to my knees. It was all over the TV.
Yeah.
Oh, because I also was pretty good buddies with Glenn Campbell.
Yeah,
At that time. And he wouldn't even look at me. Who would have thought? But Neil Diamond, fine with it.
Fine with the knees.
Fine with it.
Yeah.
Neil Diamond could have done some trimming of his private hair areas. I don't know why I said that. About Neil Diamond, but I couldn't get it out of my head. Well, hairy guy.
Hirsute was the word that was used. And they, of course, used to make the trampolines themselves. Not a lot of people know that.
No.
Is that the actual trampoline itself.
Paper.
Weaved hair.
Yeah.
From crooners.
That's part of the... Yeah, if you had the time, it's better to weave your own.
Yeah.
Don't trust anyone.
Were you the
else's.
First to weave your own trampoline as well? I was going to say tambourine then.
Probably.
That's a very different
thing. Yeah, it was a pretty, messed up time. It was the 70s,
You ever jumped
a lot
on
of
a tambourine?
PCP at that time. Yeah. I don't know. Nobody knows what it is anymore, but that's what we were like. But it was between that
and tending to the giant fish jumping ponds.
Yeah.
Of course, they changed the name to SeaWorld. That wasn't me. I won't take credit for that.
No, you don't need to.
I built stands, and they came. It's the lie. I feel bad about the lies I did.
If you build it, they will come.
I lied to those orcas.
If you
do the jump, there's freedom at the end of it. Of course, there never was there?
No. Nope.
Poor old orcas. We've really gone off track, haven't we? So,
well, I'd say we've now reached the end of that time together. So,
oh, really?
That's fair enough, isn't it?
I don't feel like I've promoted it well enough. There's some jokes in there, too. Won't do them now. And at the end of it, you'll feel healed.
You will.
Super-duper healed. My goal has been to do at least a solid hour and a half and everyone come out having had fun, but nobody knows why or what was said.
Tony Law.
Hello.
He's on tour.
Yes, sir.
And the dates are on the internet that he never looks at. But they take in London, Exeter, Stirling, Aberdeen, Glasgow, Royal Leamington Spa, Birmingham, Lancaster, Brighton, Buxton, Newcastle, Cranley, Fareham, Aldershot, Leicester, Poole, Bristol, Colchester, Canterbury, Belfast, Liverpool, Salford, Pocklington. What the hell's that?
No idea. Okay. Someone told me about that the other day. I hope there's loads of farmers in.
Yeah.
We can talk about farming stuff.
Derby, New Milton, Cambridge, Reading, Sheffield and Kendal. Thank you, Tony Law.
Oh, thanks for having me so much. Thank you very much.
You can go now.
Oh, okay. Thanks. Bye.
Just out. Just go. Go. Bye. Tony Law there with us. And that was today's PR exercise dressed up as an interview. In the next bit of the programme, the big debate's going to be at 3 o'clock. Work experience punditry on the way as we review the week's music with Haneel. You got a cough there, Cornelius?
Yeah.
Okay. And a tiny child will play a toy xylophone. You can guess the tune. You could win a certificate with Toddler Pops written on it. That's on the way as well. Just after 2:30, Tanya's got the news.
Talk Radio.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon. George Michael's partner has tweeted, "The truth is out," after tests revealed the singer died of natural causes. A coroner in Oxfordshire says the 53-year-old had heart disease and a liver problem when he died at his home on Christmas Day. The statement says there's no need for an inquest and the investigation is being discontinued. Police have arrested a 31-year-old man on suspicion of rape after a woman and her toddler were abducted during a seaside walk in Teesside. The woman says the attack in Redcar on Friday lasted several hours. Ministers seem to be pushing ahead with plans for a new generation of grammar schools in England. Tomorrow's budget's expected to include funding for 140 new free schools. They're not controlled by local authorities and could become grammars if the current ban on selective institutions is lifted. Critics say it's a waste of money, but Conservative MP Dominic Raab says the new schools will benefit all children.
Our message is pretty straightforward. Any child, no matter what background they come from, whether they're academic and ambitious or bright but not necessarily bookish, should have the springboard in the state education system to make the very best of their potential. Good for the economy and good for finally doing something about social mobility.
Ford's finance arm is understood to be considering whether to relocate jobs to Germany after the UK leaves the EU. The move would affect workers based in Worley in Essex. A search operation's been looking for skiers after an avalanche in southeastern France. Authorities, though, later confirmed no one was injured in Tignes near the Italian border. And the number of smokers in Britain has fallen to its lowest level since records began. Just 17% of adults smoked in 2015, according to figures from the Office for National Statistics. The weather, cloudy but dry and bright right across the UK with plenty of sunshine around, although there is some drizzle in the west. The high, 11 Celsius.
Thank you very much, Tanya, who will be back in half an hour, but then back in half an hour after that with today's vegetable news. Have you got any vegetable news-based teasing yet?
Some carrots.
There we go. Carrots.
Yeah.
I knew, wow. I knew we'd get it eventually.
Yeah. Carrots.
Okay.
And courgettes.
And courgettes.
Oh!
Yeah.
All right. That's in an hour's time. It's a bonus news. It's vegetable news. Thank you very much. In the next bit, Haneel is here to review new music. He's work experience. We tell him that he can come in here and give himself a leg up in the industry. The truth of that is not. It's not true. It's not true at all. In fact, all he's here for is because he's free and we don't have to pay him. That's on the way in the next half an hour.
Delaney, live at Drive on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. It's an A to Z of original afternoon entertainment with the most well-connected man in radio.
Give it some lip.
Big opinions, massive guests, all the top stories. Original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney. Delaney, live at Drive.
Honk if you're Delaney.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So good afternoon then. Yes, it's Talk Radio. And yes, it's time for today's work experience, punditry. Joins us at the microphone, away with the dull drudgery of photocopying people's cups of tea all afternoon. Half an hour of respite for him as he work experiences his way in here, getting a rung on the ladder into the world of the media. I say, that's what we tell him, really. It's because we don't have to pay him. Hi, Anil.
Hi, how are you doing?
We're all right. I'm a bit ill.
Yeah.
A bit ill today.
That's a shame. What do you think it is?
I don't know. I felt really quite ill yesterday. I didn't sleep very well. I was a bit I was either cold or too hot. Do you know,
a bit fluey. Yeah.
But once again, I've struggled into work like a brave soldier.
No sick days for you.
Not for me.
What would the show be without you?
Better. So well, don't all knock. For sake. All right. So you're doing music for us today, Anil.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, new music. So where are we starting?
We're starting with a band called King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. They're from Melbourne, Australia, and the
you
song
just made that up.
We'll go into it in a minute. But the song is called Open Water, and the album is Flying Microtonal Banana. It's for real. This is all real.
Right, I thought you were going to come in with a reunion of Steps, but no, turn that. Fine, should we have a listen to it?
Yeah,
okay. Let's what's it called?
Like. Open Water.
By?
King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
I mean, I quite liked that.
Yeah, you're surprised, aren't you, because the name was so misleading.
Yeah, I sort of like that, yeah. Yeah, that's something about it, didn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty kind of straightforward. They're like a psychedelic rock band, I suppose, kind of broadly you'll call them. This one's pretty straightforward, kind of like hard rock, I guess.
Yeah.
But their whole thing with this album, so this album, Flying Microtonal Banana, which came out on the 24th of February, it's all, the Flying Microtonal Banana is a yellow guitar that Stu McKenzie, the lead guitarist and lead vocalist that you heard there, plays. The microtonal thing, that's like the concept of the album. So I don't know if you know anything about microtones. Brief explanation as to what they are. On the piano, you've got 12 notes to an octave. Microtones are like hidden notes in between the semitones on the piano.
Oh, the black keys.
No, they're a different band.
That's like between a white key and a black key is a semitone. If you were able to play a note between those two keys...
But you're not.
But you can't do that.
Yeah.
That's a microtone.
So how'd you get it? How'd you get the noise?
They've got special instruments that have those noises on them already.
Right.
And they can use them that way. They get them out of them. Using the microtonal banana. Flying microtonal banana.
Which is equipped with the microtones.
With the microtones. It has them built into them. It has extra frets in between the frets that are already on there.
In order to get the microtones.
Get the microtones out, yeah. And you heard one of the microtones there. Like at the end of that riff, there was a note that sounded a bit out of tune. That was a microtone. Because microtones to us just kind of sound out of tune.
Right, which is why they're technically not on a piano.
That's right, because if you put the microtones on, it would be very confusing. There'd be lots of out of tune stuff.
Yeah.
So the whole idea with this album is all the songs use microtones. And it's, you know, it's kind of no other...
Well, that should render it unlistenable then.
Well, this is the thing. It's supposed to be really... It's an opportunity to make it really groundbreaking and sound really fresh and interesting, but quite difficult because it would sound quite out of tune. But they seem to have got a bit stuck. It's like they've got overwhelmed by the prospect of it being so revolutionary in its sound. There's lots of songs where they're doing, like we just heard, sort of chugging one note with a melody over the top that uses like one microtonal note. So it's actually quite conservative after all of that. They have quite kind of conventional song structures and song styles that just kind of... dip in a bit of these microtonal notes for flavouring.
Now you've said what that is, I want to hear that clip again. Marta, can we hear that song again? Because now we can listen out for the microtone.
Yeah, and I'll tell you which one it is. It's like they've got that riff that goes like, open water. It's like the second last note. Should sound a bit out of tune.
All right,
so
okay.
We'll hear it now.
Okay, here we go.
Open water.
So it's a war water a bit.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and it just sounds a bit out of tune. And
I suppose, mean, it didn't to me.
Oh, really?
If I'm honest.
Oh, well then. But that's fine. I mean, maybe microtonal music is your area. Maybe that's
it
the
is.
Kind of music.
I didn't even know.
Well, yeah. I wanted to, in case people are interested, because I think it's a pretty interesting idea. I think the album is like a pretty cool, straightforward kind of hard rock album. But I don't think it uses the microtones as interestingly as they could be used. So I wanted to point out a couple other pieces, because this is kind of a big deal in like 20th century classical music. So if anyone wants to listen to more microtonal music,
yeah,
there's a piece by Charles Ives called Three Quarter Tone Pieces, where he got two pianos,
yeah,
and he tuned one of them a quarter tone down and then had them play together. So you've got like a 24-note octave rather than a 12-note octave.
Right. Did he play both at the same time?
No. Wasn't a very good pianist. he was actually like a bank clerk. And none of his music was ever played until he was, like, in his 70s, just before he died.
Right.
And he became a sort of hero of American music after he died. But he just wrote them all and put them in his desk drawer and kind of forgot about it.
Okay.
Leonard Bernstein, the guy that did West Side Story, yeah, he really sort of discovered Charles Ives and kind of celebrated him. And,
all right.
Yeah.
So to get microtones out of a piano, then it's, yeah, just a case of tuning it in a different way.
Yeah, because they simply aren't on there. On a guitar, you could bend a note.
Extra frets and...
Yeah, yeah, or you could just bend a note or kind of tune one slightly. But if you've got an instrument like a piano, you're totally stuck just, yeah, using the 12-note octave on a piano.
Who knew we'd learn about this today? I mean, I didn't.
Yeah, it's really confusing.
Yes, everything is to you.
Is there, yeah, anything you want me to go over again, Cornelius?
No, it's all right, because I can't play the guitar. So I feel like you should have just started off with the simple how to play a guitar. And then maybe next week move on to how to.
Well, we could do it. We could do it in reverse. We could start from scratch. I'm back in 2 weeks. We could do it. We could go.
Okay, cool.
How to play guitar? And then you can go back and you can use the listen again.
Bring an
function.
Oasis track.
Yeah, yeah. And we'll do Wonderwall next week.
Yeah,
hopefully,
yeah,
it'll come out again in
like
the next
that.
2 weeks.
All right. So we've all learned a thing, haven't we?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
we've got more tracks coming.
Yes.
None of whoever you're about to say is going to have a name as good as
no,
King
unfortunately,
Lizard and
no.
The Blizzard Gizzard or whatever they're called.
The next one we're going to hear is Tai Shi, and the song is called How Far, from an album called Crawl Space, which is coming out on March 31st.
Well, we're going to be hearing that after the traffic and travel.
Wonderful.
With the microtone. What do you mean? That's how she says it like that. She's using microtones in her voice to get...
That's brilliant.
I know. Tour Radio then, in the afternoons. We're back with Work Experience Punditry. Next, with Neil.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended.
Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent.
Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. To find your local office, go to northwooduk.com/branch.
Take advantage every day with Sky Bet, because the first race is on ours at Cheltenham.
Doovan wins it by a distance, but the rest of the field are celebrating too.
We're offering money back as a free bet if you lose on the first race every day at Cheltenham for new and existing customers. So whether you're pipped at the post or way behind the field, we'll give you your money back as a free bet if you lose every day. Sky Bet. That's betting better. 18+. Gambleaware.co.uk. Minimum odds and eligibility restrictions. Max refund £20. T's and C's apply. When the fun stop.
You're the backbone of our business. Strong, reliable, plus you look great. And you're really well built.
Oh, cheers, Steve.
Not you, Terry.
The Renault Traffic with 4 years 0% APR, servicing roadside assistance up to 4 years warranty and 3 Watt van awards. Make it part of your team. Visit a Renault Pro Plus specialist dealer to find out more. Business users and participating dealers only. Minimum deposit of 20%. Renault Finance hire purchase. Register by 31st of March. Subject to status. T's and C's apply. See renault.co.uk/offers.
Ah, Green Sleeves, a classic. Penned by Henry VIII for his beloved wife, Anne Boleyn. And after listening to this synth version while hanging on the phone, you too may experience a pain in the neck. Thankfully, if you're not a fan of Tudor Electra Hold Music, you can now do your tax online instead of on the phone. The new personal tax account from HMRC is quick, easy and secure, and lets you check your tax and update your details online.
See yours today at gov.uk/personal tax account.
Become a local hero like Chris. He's an electrician. He joined Local Heroes, an online service that matches customers with trusted plumbers, electricians and heating engineers.
Local Heroes send me the jobs and I take the ones that work for me. Plus, it's really easy to use and free to join.
Chris is right. There's no sign-up fee. Dodgy lights, leaky taps, no heating. There's a local hero for that, and you could be one of them. Visit localheroes.com and join hundreds of trusted tradesmen. Local Heroes, a British Gas innovation.
eBay has every kind of car part for everyone, from beginners to the real experts.
Well, that just stopped them squeaking.
Brake pads.
And that's the engine sorted.
Motor oil.
And that's the handling taken care of.
Alloys and tyres.
And that means I've saved myself a few quid.
12-foot snooker table for the spare room. Shop eBay's unbeatable selection of car parts and accessories. The ultimate fix the car like a hero shop.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's restrictions on the A58M as you try and head in and out of Leeds. There's restrictions at the A660 because of an accident. There's a breakdown on the M1 in Bedfordshire. This is north near Luton, junctions 11 to 12. A lane's closed there. Long delays for the M42 Oxfordshire with two lanes still out between junctions 9 and 10 near Bicester after an accident. Heavy on Bristol's eastbound M4. A vehicle's overturned on the exit slip at junction 19, queues back to 20. And there's a breakdown on Surrey's M3, slowing things down southbound near junction 3 for Lightwater. I'm Jarena Adams.
If you're after a great deal on broadband, PlusNet is here to help. Unlimited broadband and line rental from just £18 a month for 18 months, plus a one-off £10 activation fee. That's more helpful than Helpy Helperson, the world's most helpful Norwegian. Hello, not now, Helpy. Get unlimited broadband and line rental from one simple monthly price of just £18, now with £50 cashback. Offer ends 14th of March. Visit plus.net now. PlusNet will do you proud. Prices may change. 18-month contract. New customers in low-cost areas. Only traffic prioritisation applies. See plus.net/traffic terms apply.
Greetings, Earthlings. We come in peace. We wish to communicate with your leader. I'm Howard Hughes. Join me this Sunday night from 10 for a trip into the outer limits.
Untwist the lid on Talk Radio's specimen jar of the psychic, the supernatural, and the simply unexplained.
The Unexplained with Howard Hughes. Sunday night from 10, Earth Time, on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So if you were listening to the show yesterday, you all have been aware that Cornelius is in trouble with his neighbours who left a note on his door. Let me just read you that note again. It said this. Dear neighbours, that's you. Some people living here are really... And then there was a swear word.
They did censor themselves, though.
They did, actually, you're right. They have put asterisks.
Yeah.
In the, they've got a P, then three asterisks, and then an E and a D.
So we can only presume that it says pooed.
Yes. Some people living here are really pooed about the way you close your door when coming and leaving. It said three. It's a big poo. Yeah. Closing is usually the wrong term to describe this. Slamming is mostly the better term. If your door is broken, repair it or use to close in a way. They're not very well read. Not bothering your neighbours. And kindly give this info to your visitors too. Greetings and peace. Now, that was stuck on Cornelius's door because what we learn is that Cornelius's door is very noisy indeed. And so we're asking you, Cornelius should respond to this, of course, with an equally... brusque note. So we were asking you for your help yesterday, and we've got some in.
Beth tweeted yesterday, yeah. If you have a communal area, buy some earplugs and leave them there with a note saying, defend your ears from slamming doors, donation optional.
Yep.
Also, John in High Wycombe has drafted out a whole letter. I'm not going to say we'll do this, but we might take elements of this.
Yes, go on.
Says, dear whoever posted a note on our door and didn't have the guts to identify themselves, brackets, probably flat five,
yeah.
Who we revealed, that's who we imagine actually did this note. Some people living here, brackets, I'm not naming names, are effed off about the swear words. posting stupid swear wordy letters instead of talking to people face to face. Anonymous is usually the wrong term to describe this. Pathetic is mostly the better term. Do you even know who I am? I'm Cornelius from Talk Radio. If your radio is broken, repair it or head to talkradio.co.uk.
That's good advice.
And kindly give the link to your visitors too. And then he just signed it, live long and prosper.
Nice. I think that goes very well with your letter. So anyway, we'll take elements of that, but we'll keep you posted. You know, what we're trying to do is start a letter war in Cornelius's apartment.
It's not even that loud. I recorded it, didn't I? Do we have the recording?
Yeah.
See if you think this is loud.
It's not loud at all.
It's not loud at all.
I don't know what I was moaning about that. It's just a standard door close. It's just a little snick noise, really, isn't it? I don't see what your neighbours are complaining about. Anyway, miserable neighbours, flat five. So if you'd like to join in the letter war that we're starting, then your suggestions as to what Cornelius could stick, or indeed write with a Sharpie, on their door to 8722.
Start your message with a word.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message for any word you'd like.
But in the meantime, during the meanwhile, let us talk to Haneel about more new music. It's work experience punditry. And Haneel, our work experience, has been dragged away from the photocopier for half an hour to review the new stuff. Now, earlier we heard microtonal bananas, and if you're just joining us, I'm not going to explain it. Where are we going next, Haneel?
Tai Shi, and the song is How Far.
Tai Shi?
Yeah.
What do we know of Tai Shi?
She was born in Argentina.
Okay.
Know that much. She was raised in North America.
Right.
She's got an album that's coming out on the 31st of March called Cruel Space. It's her first album.
Cruel or crawl?
Cruel, like a crawl space.
Like an attic?
Yeah.
In America? Yeah. Okay.
She studied music at Berkeley in Boston. So did Eric Andre, Quincy Jones, Branford Marsalis, John Petrucci, St. Vincent and Esperanza Spalding.
Good news.
Some people that went there.
Yeah.
So did Tai Shi.
Yeah.
Go on.
No, I was going to say, is it Tai, like Tai Chi?
I'm guessing that it's pronounced Tai Shi. It's like T-E-I space S-H-I.
Fair enough.
So I'm not entirely sure. I've only ever seen it written down. She's the cover star of this month's London Stereo Music magazine. I don't think we've listened to it yet.
We haven't listened to it yet.
No, let's hear it.
I wanted you to build her up. That was all.
Oh, right. Well, it goes like this.
Okay. Here we go. I find it a bit boring.
Yeah, it's actually one of the songs that I've actually got stuck in my head this week. You know, whenever I'm sort of preparing for this and I listen to the songs over and over, that's one that's, you know, I've sort of got stuck in my head and quite like now. I think it's got quite a nice sound. The riff reminds me quite a bit of You're So Heavy off the White Album by the Beatles.
A little bit.
You only heard it like once through there, but it does. It's much more of a kind of fixture of the song than you got the impression of there. The album opens with the first ever audio recording Tai Shi made of herself talking, which is on like an old tape cassette from when she was 9 years old, talking to her dad, which is kind of cool. So it's got this whole theme of like recording throughout her life.
That could be fake, though.
I mean,
so
such a
cynical.
Cynic.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah. All right.
Well, let's just pretend that it's not.
Okay.
There's also a tarantula crawling on her face on the album cover. Could have been photoshopped.
Yeah, that's fake. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not scary though, is it? I mean, I wouldn't want it, but like, it's not. Tarantulas aren't poisonous, so she's not really flirting with much danger there. No.
Terrified of tiny little spiders.
I'm not saying I would do it. I am absolutely terrified of spiders. I wouldn't want a tarantula on my face. Although, do you know what? I'm fewer scared of tarantulas than I am of just normal spiders. Because,
really?
Yeah, because I think, because I'll tell you what it is, tarantulas move slowly, right?
Do they?
Yeah. Tarantulas are a slow creature.
They go like that, don't they?
A slow good mind.
But then don't they do that because that's they're creeping and then they eventually, they suddenly scurry off.
I don't know that tarantulas do. I think they're quite a slow.
All right.
So I took my kids to one of these creepy crawly strokey things. Meet the Beast or something. Anyway, so because the person running it was holding a tarantula and they had to stroke it and they would go, "Well, you stroke it, Dad." I'm like, okay, and I did. And you know what? It was fine because it was tarantula. And I thought, I'm not bothered about it. If someone held an actual house spider, you know, the big house spiders,
yeah.
that you get, I wouldn't be going near that because they're the ones that, you know, they run. stuff.
They're fast.
Yeah, that's. I think that's what it is about them. That it's the speed and the unknown direction which they're going to move in. But yeah. but a tarantula.
Their agility is what really unnerves you.
Yeah,
yeah.
But anyway, she.
Well, she's got it on her face, or it's been photoshopped. Yeah. Who can really tell? And she said that she had to. It took courage to overcome her fear of spiders. And the crawl space thing is about when she was a kid. She tried to overcome her fear of the dark by getting into the crawl space and just sort of existing in the dark. So there's that kind of theme on the album.
Okay.
I think that's probably all I've got to say about
that. Fine. Well,
yeah.
that's
I ran
frankly,
out of things there.
Frankly, that's enough.
Yeah, I think so.
Because we've got just about time for another one.
Okay, that's great. Well, now we go to Coldplay, who have got a new song. Called Hypnotized. It's going to be on their Kaleidoscope EP, which is out on June the 2nd. And let's have a listen to it and we'll talk about how boring it is. Oh, I'm hypnotized. Yes, and I'm mesmerized. It's easy to believe.
Well, you see, I quite like Coldplay.
Yeah, well, so do I. I really like them. But that means I feel kind of let down by them when they release songs like this, I suppose.
But it sounds like it would, you know, it's a grower.
I think a lot of Coldplay's stuff grows on you in a more subtle way. And also when you see them live, you're like, this one!
It's
much funner. You sort of get more into it. I think that's sort of how Coldplay works.
I think that's
how it works for me.
No, and I agree with you there. This one really is exactly the same all the way through. It doesn't change at all. And it's the chord sequence is kind of really... It's like quintessential Coldplay. So it's definitely, you know, a very familiar Coldplay thing, but they haven't tried to do anything new. I just feel that they've got 7 albums now, and since the 5th album, they've started having their songs produced by Stargate, who are this production team that do all the kind of really overproduced pop stuff. They do stuff for Beyonce, Rihanna, and Neo, who are not really, you know, Coldplay of old don't really come to mind when you think of
it. No, there was a big sea change of Coldplay, wasn't there? So there was obviously the early sort of Parachutes and...
Parachutes, I can't remember now, Rush Blood to the Head, X and Y... Viva La Vida.
Yes.
First round.
And then it went... Then you're right, they did change the direction. But I quite like... I mean, I didn't at first. It was like, oh, I'm not sure about this. But now I kind of...
It's grown on you.
And of course, as we've said before, Coldplay, of course, you've got to remember that all their songs are fully sustainable, that every lyric is grown on those lyric farms in South America. They pay the word farmers the right fee. And as Chris Martin writes one lyric down, another one it's grown in its place back on the farms of South America.
Good,
that's very good. You know, that's commendable.
I suppose that's a pretty good apology for them. You know, I mean, we heard King Gizzard, but they're like, their songs are made out of petrol and fossil fuels.
Exactly.
So as good as it is, it's not, it's sort of got this evil side to it.
That's right. So, anyway, look, we're a bit out of time.
Oh, dear.
I'm afraid to say. So could you give us a mark out of 10 for all of them?
For all of them together.
Yes, please.
What do you think? I'm interested to see what your mark would be.
I can't believe it. Gizzard. I'm going to go 7.
7, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I'll go for a 6.
All right.
Just to bring it down a bit.
Haneel, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Are you coming back? Probably.
Yeah, I'll be back in a couple of weeks.
All right.
Yeah.
Haneel there, work experience punditry for today, bringing us new music. Back to the photocopier with you. Now, after 3 o'clock today, the big debate, of course, Toddler Pops, your chance to win a certificate that says Toddler Pops on it by guessing correctly the tune played on a toy xylophone by a tiny child. And also... Call of Duty Black Ops Infinite Warfare. On the radio, your chance to take on the role of a Black Ops soldier in our first-person shooter on the radio and win a chicken, or beef, or lamb, or sausages...
Because it's a Tuesday.
Or a box of organic veg, because we're not racist. All on the way in the next hour of Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio, 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew. If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the everyday every day. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
BT and Sky have just raised their prices yet again. If you're one of their broadband customers, you're probably not too happy about it. But did you know from when they tell you, you have 30 days to leave your contract penalty-free? And when you switch to TalkTalk, we guarantee no price rises on any of our fixed price plans. Like our best ever savings on our totally unlimited fast broadband, just £20 a month including line rental, guaranteed for your whole 24-month plan. Saving up to £417 versus BT. It's for new and existing customers too. So switch today at talktalk.co.uk. TalkTalk. For everyone. Contract and conditions apply.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. Emmanuelle received over £2,400 on her Barclaycard.
I had already attempted to claim back PPI, but with no success, so I wasn't hopeful when I first contacted Stanton Fisher. Needless to say, I was pleasantly surprised with the outcome.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Let's not go home yet, Wilbur. There's a new film out with penguins in.
Ah!
Change of plans. You can control your heating from your phone wherever you are with Hive Active Heating. It's just £9 a month exclusive to British Gas customers, and you won't pay anything up front. You'll never need to heat an empty home or come back to a cold one again.
No, no, no!
Shh, Wilbur, the film's starting. Control your heating from your phone for just £9 a month. Search British Gas Hive. Conditions, exclusions and cancellation charges apply.
Jet2 Holidays offer so much more than just a holiday. It's 2 to 5-star hotels. It's transfers, a rep service and a huge 22 kilograms of baggage included. It's daily flights to amazing destinations like Alicante, Faro, Ibiza, Malaga and Mallorca. It's the holiday you've always wanted. And new from this summer, you can go direct from London Stansted and Birmingham. Book now with just a £60 deposit. Jet2 Holidays. Package holidays you can trust at all protected, subject to availability and conditions.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
At just after 3 o'clock, good afternoon. Talk Radio, I'm John Hose. Tony's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, George Michael calls of death revealed, plus Labour attacks May's grammar school plans, and figures show fewer people are smoking.
Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. A coroner's revealed George Michael died of natural causes and there won't be an inquest. He's been described as having a heart and liver condition. He died at his home in Oxfordshire on Christmas Day at the age of 53. Next, we're just hearing specialist officers from British Transport Police are assisting the Metropolitan Police investigate a security alert at London Bridge. The station is partially closed. We'll bring you more on this when we get it. A 22-year-old man's been charged in Australia, accused of holding a British backpacker hostage for 2 months. The pair had developed a relationship on a road trip together, which then turned violent. She was rescued when the vehicle they were travelling in was stopped by police in Queensland. Daniel Schwinn from the local tourist authority hopes visitors aren't deterred.
I think Australia still is a very safe destination. We still have a functioning legal and judicial system. We have neighbours that care. We have an industry that cares. So I think we can feel very safe in Australia.
Funding to create 140 new free schools in England is expected to be announced in tomorrow's budget. The new institutions, on top of 500 already planned for 2020, could be turned into grammar schools if legislation to reintroduce selective state education is passed. Dr. Mark Biddis is an education consultant. He's been speaking to John on Talk Radio.
Huge funding cuts that are proposed for schools generally across the UK, and some have estimated it could be as much as £3 billion or even more that the education sector is expected to be making in general schools. And yet, on the other hand, here we have money being put up for new schools, and many of which are probably going to be selective.
And the number of smokers in Britain has fallen to its lowest level since records began. Figures from the Office for National Statistics show 17.2% of adults smoked in 2015, between 19% of men and 15% of women. The number of quitters was also at its highest since 1974.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Mainly dry across the UK with plenty of sunshine around, but some drizzle in the west and the high 11 Celsius.
Thank you very much, Tanya. And now here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport live from the Magic Roundabout, where an amorous dog, I don't know if it's Dougal or not, is, humping Zebedee's leg.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Bayern Munich boss Carlo Ancelotti feels for under pressure Arsenal manager Arsene Wenger. The German side take a 5-1 lead to North London for tonight's Champions League last 16 second leg. Despite Wenger's mounting problems, the former Chelsea boss Ancelotti is an admirer.
I sympathise with him as a manager, as a man. I have a good relationship with him. I have, of course, a lot of respect, because I think not all the manager will be able to do what he did here in this club.
Elsewhere this evening, Real Madrid lead 3-1 going into their second leg with Napoli. TalkSport 2 has full live commentary. Sky Bet Championship leaders Newcastle head to fifth place Reading this evening. Brighton host bottom side Rotherham. Third place Huddersfield take on Aston Villa. Finally, cricket. Alex Hales is in the squad for England's final one-day international against the West Indies on Thursday. The openers missed the first two matches with a hand injury. Owen Morgan's side have already won the series and lead 2-0 going into the match in Barbados. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
There's Ben with the pre-recorded sports live from the Magic Roundabout, where I think it is Dougal is humping Zebedee's spring there. This is the springy leg that he's got, obviously. Yeah, there it is. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. The big debate is on the way.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I mean, I say on the way, I mean now. So, Paul Burrell, Princess Diana's so-called rock, is gay and appears to be being, that story passed off as news, despite the fact that we'd all figured that about him for years. He was Princess Diana's butler, of course, and after she died, his subsequent book was attacked by Princes William and Harry, who called it cold and overt betrayal of their mother. For his part, Burrell said it was only Diana that knew he was gay. And I imagine she didn't care either, given that that's not really a big deal. There are probably other things Diana knew that were far more interesting about the royal family, which is quite possibly why they had her killed. As some people believe. Even now, 20 years after her death, she still sells papers. Tomorrow, we've got to look ahead to tomorrow's front pages, of course. These are the tabloid headlines from Wednesday. They've been unearthing more newsworthy scoops. Diana had a gay horse. That's kind of one of them. Diana campaigned for gay landmines. That's another one of those. Tunnel in which Diana died comes out as gay. City in which Diana died was Gay Paris, of course, so that's... Now, on the line, listening to me say words, although not one of the words I said was earthquake, but that hasn't stopped Trevor phoning up. good afternoon, Trevor. Thanks for calling Talk Radio. Hello.
Yeah, hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much for calling. Now, I didn't say earthquake, but just on the off chance that you thought I might, you just called in anyway, because you want to see an end to earthquakes. You want them jailed. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah, you weren't talking specifically about earthquakes, but you were talking about the tools of earthquakes.
Yeah.
Which is it's just the homosexual, isn't it?
Yeah, well, that's one...
It's
a controversial argument, and, you know, as a caller, you're allowed to put your views forward, but you are...
It's not my view.
Offensive. So let me just ask you this, right? Now, you're saying... tough on earthquakes, tough on the causes of earthquakes, right? That's the gist of it. Which, yeah. as you say, some people think it's homosexuality. That's not a fact, but some people say it is. But what we are saying is tectonic plates are often... And that, so what you'd have to be is, if you're going to be tough on the cause of earthquakes, you'd have to be tough on tectonic plates. What are you going to do with them? Are you going to move them out of the way? What?
I'll just point out that's not my opinion about the homosexual thing. But yeah, you're right. I don't like earthquakes. Never liked them. Well, you know, it used to be a thing a while ago, didn't it? Not in the too distant past, where it was quite fashionable to be into earthquakes.
Yeah,
you know, everyone was going on about them and really into them. And then obviously they started killing all these people, so they sort of fell out of favour with the British press, and you know, people don't like them anymore. But my solution, I know you like to salute things.
I do.
Would be to cement in all the gaps with a rubber composite.
Yes.
To minimise the damage that they cause.
So what we do, because obviously this is where plates slide over each other, isn't it? And that's where the earth moves. Mm. So you're saying we just basically concrete in the gap. Concrete, cement, rubber.
Exactly. Quite right.
Yeah, rubber, because it's flexible, presumably, but would still hold the plates together.
Exactly right.
Like you sort of see in the middle of a bridge sometimes.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Okay.
You can take the vibration.
Yeah, all right. Well, look, stay on the line, Trevor, because I want to bring Bert in. Bert's actually very much in favour of earthquakes, since they're excellent. Hello, Bert. Good afternoon.
Hey, man. How are you?
Yeah, never mind about that. So what do you think is wrong? What do you think is wrong with Trevor?
Well, Trevor doesn't realise the benefits of earthquakes, you know. If I could just, it would benefit me greatly if we had more earthquakes in this country in a huge way.
In what sense?
Well, I've been a bartender for a long time, a mixologist actually, and I've recently developed a crippling arthritis, and I'm really struggling to mix my drinks properly. And I just think, if there was some sort of godly presence that would just shake the earth beneath my feet, I wouldn't have to move at all. I'll just hold the cocktail shaker, and it will do the work for me. You know.
Yeah, well, it's an interesting point of view, because no one has, up to now, as far as I know, considered the benefits towards arthritic bartenders, and that is, isn't it, Trevor? He's got a point. It would help. Well, it would help those people who suffer from that, wouldn't it?
I've got another salute for you, my friend.
Go on then. Solution.
He's a blender.
Yeah.
Those buttons—they're very stiff, aren't they? I've tried actually. I couldn't quite get the button down, and then when I did, it took me another half an hour to push the off button.
Yeah,
because they're very stiff, those buttons, especially when you.
But
get
it's also, but also, Trevor. Let me just come in on Bert's side for a moment. There, you can only really do one drink in a blender, whereas if you are holding the cocktails, and correct me if I'm wrong, but you could technically do a lot of drinks at once if indeed you had an earthquake in the bar you were tending in. Is that right?
That would be a dream.
Yeah.
That would be a dream.
Okay.
But not everyone wants a frozen daiquiri, you know?
Right.
It might cause a cocktail tsunami and drown out a lot of people.
Trevor, you make a good point, of course. What if the earthquake in the bar was uncontrollable, and you're right, there's a lot of liquid in a bar that could easily...
That would be great on tiki night.
Yeah. But it could easily cause a tsunami of mixers, couldn't it?
Yes, but if you really want an authentic tiki night, you have to replicate the vibe of the island.
Right. How
and
would you...
that kind of thing happens all the times in Fiji.
How would you... just respond to this, both of you really. But now Donald Trump is accusing Barack Obama. This is in the news, obviously. You know this already, of causing earthquakes. He says earthquakes are Barack Obama's fault, all of them. That's the quote. The FBI have said Barack Obama has nothing to do with earthquakes. One human man can't actually affect the earth in that way. It's more to do with the shifting of the plates on the mantle. But Donald Trump won't accept that. He says Barack Obama's the cause of earthquakes. What do you make of that, Bert?
Well, have you heard the leaked footage of Obama talking about this? It's really fascinating. He got his whole, all of his friends over in Hawaii to all do a simultaneous hula dance.
Yeah.
And they broke the world record for the most amount of people hula dancing at the same time. And that's what caused the earthquake. Trump's got a point there.
Right, okay. Donald Trump's got a point. What do you say to that?
I have to agree with that.
Fair enough then. Would you
I've seen the footage as well? So yeah.
Yeah. All right.
And I'm all for it.
Okay, all right. Well, what do you... I want to just ask you about these trials they're having in Sweden, which you're probably aware of.
Not at all.
Oh, well, let me enlighten you. In Sweden, what they've done, and it's sort of what you were talking about a little bit, Trevor, they've taken all of the tectonic plates out of the ground, and what they've done is they put all crockery from IKEA plates in place of the tectonic ones.
Dinner plates.
Yeah, dinner plates, yeah, and side plates. Mm. And it's made it more stable in a way because they've just sort of stacked them over one another. So the model that Sweden are sort of putting forward here is one of stability due to these IKEA plates. And I mean, what's your take on that, Trevor?
They didn't sound more stable to me. It sounds less stable. It sounds fewer stable to me.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean,
because plates are smaller and they're not connected together with anything.
Yeah,
it'd be harder to walk on that, wouldn't it?
Right, but Bert.
I much prefer the trials they did in Russia. You see, they removed all the tectonic plates from the ground and put them up on these sticks and started spinning them round.
Yeah.
And then they hired a load of people to keep them spinning. So all the birds got the pleasures of the earthquake, but none of the people below did. And I think that proved that, because the birds, they had a huge rise in reproduction that year. And
yes, that's true.
A great swell in the population of birds. So you see what the benefits of earthquakes are in lovemaking.
Yeah. We just got a text in here that said it was very much like your mixology. We got a text here saying... my partner, it's difficult to read out on an afternoon show, but you'll get the gist of it. My partner likes it when but sometimes I get cramp. And now, if there was an earthquake, I wouldn't have to move my hand, and the earthquake would do all the work for me. Which is another benefit, isn't it, of the earthquake.
Well, especially with a really good water-based lubricant, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, look, it's an interesting argument. I mean, the history of earthquakes, lest we forget, of course, it was Sir Francis Drake who brought back earthquakes, of course, from the Caribbean, wasn't it? And he gave an earthquake as a gift to Queen Victoria, who popularised them, which is why we have them today. How many earthquakes?
And she liked the way it knocked her crown askew.
Yes.
It made her look cool.
Well, that's an undisputed
but why
historical.
Doesn't happen in this country anymore? We don't have them in this country anymore. They're very, very popular, aren't they? As Bert says, in Polynesia, South Pacific.
Yeah.
We don't have them in this country anymore. They're dying out because it's an old trend.
Well,
I have a friend who'd argue with that. I have a friend who lives in the tunnels underneath Waterloo Station, and he says he has at least 16 earthquakes a day.
Yeah, that's a train. Mm.
My mistake. All right. I do apologise.
How many earthquakes per day is acceptable, yes or no, Trevor?
No.
Bert?
9!
Oh. Right, okay. Well, look, we're going to... I'm going to leave you there just for time reasons. Let's open this up, I think. It's an interesting debate. Do we still need earthquakes in post-Brexit Britain? We've got margarine tubs now, haven't we, and rotary clotheslines. So why do we need... Why do we need earthquakes? Or do you, like Bert, think they're a good thing for arthritic barmen or people with wrist cramp? Trevor, could you sum up the debate for us in one word, please?
Rumble.
Thank you, Bert.
Tremors.
Thank you. Right, over to you. 87222.
Start your message with the word.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Listening to Talk Radio, I'm John Holmes, and that is The Big Debate.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended.
Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent.
Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. To find your local office, go to northwooduk.com/branch.
A new Vauxhall Vivaro comes with 4 years 0% APR representative, up to 4 years warranty and 4 years servicing and roadside assistance. It's easy to drive, easy on the wallet and even easier on the eye. That leaves you free to do more of what you do best. Less getting the van sorted, more getting the job done. Search Vauxhall Vivaro.
Conditional sale. 4 years, 0% APR representative. Minimum 20% deposit plus VAT at 20% on total price. Financed by Vauxhall Finance. Subject to status 18 plus. T's and C's. Mileage limitations and exclusions apply.
Ah, the soothing sounds of the panpipe. Close your eyes and you can almost believe you're being serenaded by villagers in the foothills of Machu Picchu, not hanging on for someone to answer your call. But if you're not a fan of faux Peruvian hold music, you'll be pleased to hear you can now do your tax online instead of waiting around on the phone. The new personal tax account from HMRC is quick, easy and secure and lets you check your tax and update your details online. See yours today at gov.uk/personal-tax-account.
Take advantage every day with Sky Bet, because the first race is on ours at Cheltenham.
Duvan wins it by a distance, but the rest of the field are celebrating too.
We're offering money back as a free bet if you lose on the first race every day at Cheltenham for new and existing customers. So whether you're pipped at the post or way behind the field, we'll give you your money back as a free bet if you lose every day. Sky Bet. That's betting better. 18 plus. Gambleaware.co.uk. Minimum odds and eligibility restrictions. Max refund £20. T's and C's apply. When the fun stops, stop.
Thursday night is a big night on TV.
What? I am the big night. Here, go feed my stallion.
What the hell are you?
The big night. Lord of Forged and Fire. Bladesmiths to your anvils. Set history alight and forge me a blade. Only one can win. Forge poorly and you will be eliminated. Now, voiceover man, tell them when it's on.
Forged in Fire, this Thursday at 9 on History.
A big night in.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Leeds, the westbound side or the anti-clockwise side of the A58M, the inner ring road is currently closed at the A660 because of an accident. There's delays for the M40 through Oxfordshire. This is northbound towards an accident, junctions 9 to 10 near Bicester. There's also some heavy traffic on the southbound side. Queues for Bristol's eastbound M4 towards an overturned vehicle on the exit slip at junction 19. At the moment, the M25 is currently blocked clockwise around junction 23 for the A1M, and so is southbound M3 slow after earlier problems near junction 3. I'm Gerena Adams.
Alice's peacemaking cupcakes.
I've never been good at saying sorry. I just had a massive row with my stepmom. It was awful. I said some things I didn't really mean, and I wasn't very nice. So, I'm making my caramel cupcakes. She loves caramel. We both do. And I suppose nothing says sorry like a chocolate cupcake. Filled with caramel and sprinkled with extra chocolate.
Find Alice's peacemaking cupcake recipe online or in store. Food Love Stories. Brought to you by Tesco.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley Brewer. Join the titanium lady of Talk Radio for 3 hours of provocative discussion, intelligent analysis and fearless comment.
Mid-mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Your one-stop shop for debate about the stories that everyone's talking about. No nonsense, no prisoners, no substitutes.
Get both barrels from Judge Jules.
Julia Hartley Brewer, tomorrow morning from 10.
On your all-new speech station, Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
A lot of reactions coming into today's big debate, of course. Do we need earthquakes in this day and age? This is the shifting of tectonic plates, of course. And if we're going to be tough on earthquakes, tough on the causes of earthquakes, then we have to do something about that. Several calls to just put concrete down there to stop it, a sort of rubberized composite to stop the plates doing what they do. Cornelius, what's been coming in?
Lots coming in. John, without earthquakes, how will we get milkshakes? Obviously, milkshakes are made when cows experience earthquakes. He says, also, how does the strawberry bit get in? Yeah, he's confused about milkshakes there, John.
Yeah.
John, I actually used to go out with a tectonic plate, says Callum, but we ended up drifting apart.
Thank you very much indeed. Now, the news. We've been looking at the news this afternoon, of course. Theresa May facing a second defeat in the House of Lords as peers call for Parliament to be given meaningful vote on the Brexit deal. There is the news of George Michael having a fat liver. There is the news of £500 million to be given to grammar schools and state schools in Philip Hammond's budget tomorrow. There's a lot of news going on, and it's all quite complicated, isn't it, Cornelius?
Oh, I can't get my head around
it. No, a lot of people can't, but it's all right, because we've sent in a robotic haiku to dismantle the news for you. And when you do that, what it does, it drills down into the news to see what it's made of, to see if it's dangerous or not. And what ours has found is that when you do that with the news, you get Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, and five syllables. We very much explain the news in haikus.
Zoo where animals died closes to make way for new animal morgue.
The news in haiku. From the dawn of time we came, moving silently down the centuries, living many secret lives, struggling to reach the time of the toy xylophone, when the few who remain will battle to the last. No one has ever known she was among us. Until now.
This is Toya Pops!
That's right. It's this week's edition of Toddler Pops, where a tiny child hammers out a tune on a toy xylophone. Now, all you have to do is correctly identify the tune. And the exciting news is if you guess what tune it is correctly, you may well be sent via email a I guessed the Toddler Pops tune on Talk Radio certificate, and you'll win yourself a place in our photo album of Toddler Pops champions, which isn't even a thing. So once you've heard it, all you need to do is text or tweet your guess using this number, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the hashtag ToddlerPops.
And we will pick one lucky person to award the certificate to. So you could get... It's like Steve Wright giving away those old I chose the oldies on Steve Wright badges. Except they probably cost money, and we haven't got any of that, so instead it's just...
They don't email the badges for you to make at home.
No, but essentially what we do is send you an email.
A PDF.
Yeah, which you can just print out, write your own name on. That's the gist of it, isn't it? Toddler Pops, then. Just before Maisie, for it is she, goes about her percussion like a child army. Well, obviously... It fell to me to ask her how her week had been.
Hello, Maisie.
Hello, John.
How are you this week? What going on?
Stop trying to talk, youth. You sound like an idiot.
Yeah, fine.
Have you seen this latest Donald Trump nonsense?
You're going to need to narrow that down.
He's accusing Barack Obama of tapping his phones. Bit odd coming from someone who colluded with the Russians, rival Democrats... Servers. I think it's a smokescreen.
Well, he's banding the word Watergate around.
Well, that's rich, John, given he asked those nice Russian ladies to wee on his mattress that time. Wonder how watery that was.
Shall we,
play tune?
Yes, I think we probably should. Thanks, Maisie!
Shut up, John!
And there was the tune. Oh, we can hear the tune again, can we?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought that was quite difficult, actually. I think she... quite a difficult one to guess. So let's play just the tune again. So, ears down, this is what you're trying to identify. Can you figure out what that was? Here's how to get your guesses to us. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the hashtag ToddlerPops.
And you may well get a PDF emailed to you in the form of a certificate that says, I guess the Toddler Pops tune on Talk Radio correctly. Just fill your own name in after you've printed it off. Let's hear it one more time. I think we need to hear it one more time because I think it's hard. It's difficult today. It's a difficult one. Right then. The lines are open for your guesses for that. And of course, after the news, and indeed Tanya's bonus news, we'll be revealing who gets this week's certificate. In the next half an hour, here's what's going to happen. Well, what I just said, the reveal of that. And also your chance. Oh, it's all about the giveaways. To win some meat. Now, you can choose from chicken, beef or lamb. Or sausages.
Because it's a Tuesday.
Or a box of organic veg. Why?
Because we're not racist.
That's right. And the game you'll be playing to win such excellent prizes is a game of Call of Duty Black Ops Infinite Warfare on the radio. Caller Call of Duty, if you will. You will be playing the role of a Black Ops soldier stranded alone in a disused military facility. But you will be facing terrorists, civilians, and people from the week's news. You must make your way through the corridor in a sort of first-person shooter on the radio. And it could win you a chicken or more. 87222, if you'd like to register your interest to play. 87222, start your message.
Start your message with the word talk.
Go and take 25p.
It costs 25 pence plus your standard network rate.
3:30 now, Talk Radio, Tuesday afternoon. Tani's here with the news.
Talk Radio. Thank you very much. Good afternoon. A coroner has found George Michael died of natural causes. The singer had heart disease and a liver problem when he passed away at his home on Christmas Day, and the investigation into his death is being discontinued. Specialist officers from British Transport Police are assisting the Metropolitan Police investigate a security alert at London Bridge. The station is partially closed and surrounding buildings are in lockdown while a suspicious vehicle is investigated. Former football coach Barry Bennell has been charged with 8 further counts of child sexual abuse. The ex-head of Crewe Alexandra's youth team has been under investigation by Cheshire Police over a number of historical allegations. They relate to 2 victims and dates from the 1980s. He'll appear in court next week. The CIA appears to have fallen victim to WikiLeaks, which has published what it claims to be thousands of documents from the agency's cyber intelligence unit. The US intelligence agency has not yet confirmed whether they're genuine. The government's going to pave the way for a new generation of grammar schools in England. Tomorrow's budget is expected to include a commitment to spend £320 million on setting up 140 new free schools, many of which are expected to become grammars if the law changes. And in sport, Zlatan Ibrahimovic will miss 3 Manchester United games after admitting a violent conduct charge. He elbowed Bournemouth's Tyrone Mings in a Premier League match on Saturday. The weather, cloudy but dry and bright for most of the UK, with plenty of sunshine around. Some drizzle, though, in the west, and the high 11 Celsius.
Sorry, Tanya, I walked out there and I wasn't quite ready.
That's all right.
I'm back now, though.
Yay!
It's time for... I know. It's time for bonus news now, isn't it, of course? You've been working hard on this all afternoon, I realise.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Today, we bring you bonus news in the shape of vegetable news.
Vegetable news.
So, consecutive days, animal news, vegetable news and mineral news, making up the time that got lost when the bulletins became shorter. Today, vegetable news. Tanya, what have you got?
Well, children at the Buttercup's Day Nursery in West London, they've had a very special visit from a very special guest, the Rainbow Fairy. Now, she was there to learn, the kids, to learn through fun and play the importance of eating vegetables and fruit, of course, on a daily basis. Now, apparently, they listened to and joined in with actions singing the Rainbow Song, learning all about the colourful fruit and veg on offer and why they should eat it. And the workshop ended with some bubbles to remind children of the rainbow.
quite sure what? How that works. No. Apparently, that's what they did. They were reminded, get my words out, that they should be eating plenty of fruit and vegetables.
What's the rainbow song?
Well, you know, the rainbow song.
What, the red and yellow and pink?
Yeah, that's it.
What's that got to do with vegetables?
Well, because vegetables come in all sorts of different colours, don't they?
Red vegetables, yeah.
Yeah, red, red peppers.
Yeah, yellow.
Yellow.
Peppers.
Bananas. Yes. Well, that's fruit, but yeah. But, you know, fruit and vegetables.
Pink.
Pink.
Oh, pink grapefruit.
Pink grapefruit. Yeah, there you go.
That's not a vegetable. That's a fruit.
So it's a banana.
The fruit and vegetables.
Okay.
You know, that they were learning all about.
Orange.
So, yeah, orange. That's more fruit, actually, isn't it, than vegetables?
Carrot,
but,
carrot.
You know, exactly. They looked at carrots
purple,
as well. Orange,
broccoli,
purple, beetroot.
Yeah.
You know, all that kind of stuff. So that was nice.
Blue.
Blue. Blueberries, but that's fruit. But they should be eating lots of vegetables as well as fruit. And they were all rewarded with a sticker and a balloon.
Why didn't they reward them with some vegetable?
Well, I think they might have eaten some vegetables and had...
Or some sweets.
No.
Yeah.
No,
got
not
Skittles.
Sweets.
They're all colours of the rainbow,
yeah,
aren't they?
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah.
You can taste the rainbow.
Yeah.
So a very special visit there from the Rainbow Fairy.
Good.
Now we're going to talk about the vegetable shortage. Of course, that was in the news recently. The great British salad shortage apparently could spread to carrots, parsnips and other vegetables after weather forecasters predicted a cold snap. I had a lot of trouble finding courgettes a few weeks ago. Love a courgette.
Courgette gate was a thing. And
yeah.
You fell foul of it.
I did fall foul of it, like many people. And people were getting rationed, you know, with iceberg lettuces.
Powdered courgette was a thing, in the war. Yeah,
yeah, powdered courgette. But luckily, a few weeks ago, you know, I did manage to get some courgettes. So that was good in Sainsbury's.
Good news.
And they were big ones, so that was good.
All right.
We've run out of music again.
Glad you said that. Glad you said big ones. Right at the end there, as the music ran out. It's all right, though, because...
Yeah. Oh, here we go again. See, I like that. So, as well as courgettes, there was also fears that asparagus might be in a bit of shortage as
good.
Well. And I love asparagus.
No, I don't like asparagus.
Is it because it makes your wee smell?
No, I just don't like the taste of it.
Oh.
Oh, it's very good for you, Con. What's wrong with you? Asparagus is nice.
If you drink your wee afterwards, it tastes obvious.
I don't drink my wee.
Don't you?
No.
No.
Okay.
I wouldn't recommend it unless it's an emergency.
Well...
Anyway, and finally, in Texas...
Yes?
So I'm going to have to wing this one because I've not read this properly because I have been too busy.
Don't worry.
But basically, the short story is, in Texas, they have crafted the first vodka to be made from black-eyed peas.
The band?
No. No, not the band.
What is wrong with the world?
Just black-eyed peas. They've crafted this vodka. Yeah. Apparently, it tastes really nice.
Of wee.
Black-eyed peas. I'd love to try that vodka.
Yeah.
So it's a family-owned black-eyed pea farm in Moleshoe, Texas, and they have been experimenting with all sorts of different vegetables, and they decided to try their hand at making vodka with black-eyed peas.
I don't know that I've ever had a black-eyed pea. Does it just taste of a pea?
Mm.
Have you ever had a black-eyed pea?
Yeah. Just, you know, quite sort of lentily.
Lentily, all right.
Pulsy type taste.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've had an asparagus pea, and it smelt. Vegetable news.
So that's vegetable news. And it's mineral news tomorrow.
It is.
Okay, I think I might start researching that now.
It'll take a while, yeah.
Actually.
Yeah.
Maybe Cass can help me out there.
Yeah, unlikely. She's a lazy witch. right, so in the next bit of the programme, we will be bringing you, meat.
Mm.
From vegetables to meat. Or organic veg. Of course, in a game of Call of Duty Black Ops. Infinite Warfare on the radio. Details of that coming up very shortly indeed. And we'll be out on the streets to find out what the people think next.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the Motor Show. It's automotive for the people on your radio. Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee? He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio.
across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, as part of our public service remit to you, what we do, of course, is bring you the news as it happens, often in depth. However, sometimes you have to realise that experts aren't really where you get the news from. What the best thing I find is to do is to go out onto the streets to ask the people what they think. And we do that on this programme. Very much taking the pulse of the nation. Zeitgeist, if you like. And obviously, trending today on all social medias, because all anyone is talking about is lemon zest and handkerchiefs. So what we've done is send our crack team of reporters, so-called because they are a team of reporters addicted to very dangerous Class A drugs, out onto the streets with microphones to shove them into the faces of complete strangers to annoy them. To ask them, do they think people on the streets, do they think lemon zest or do they think handkerchiefs?
Lemon zest.
Lemon zest. Handkerchiefs.
Lemon zest. Handkerchiefs.
Lemon zest.
Handkerchiefs.
Handkerchiefs.
Lemon zest.
Handkerchiefs. Lemon zest.
Handkerchiefs.
Lemon zest.
Lemon zest.
Lemon zest.
Handkerchiefs. Lemon zest.
Handkerchiefs.
Handkerchiefs.
Lemon zest.
Lemon zest.
Lemon zest.
Handkerchiefs.
Handkerchiefs.
Lemon zest.
Handkerchiefs.
Lemon zest.
Handkerchiefs.
Handkerchiefs.
Handkerchief.
Lemon zest.
Lemon zest.
Handkerchiefs.
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 Lemon zest.
Lemon zest.
Handkerchiefs.
Handkerchiefs.
Lemon zest.
Lemon zest.
Handkerchiefs.
Lemon zest.
Handkerchiefs.
Lemon zest.
Lemon zest.
Handkerchiefs.
And there it is. That's what the people are thinking. They're thinking lemon zest or handkerchiefs. But what do you think? That's the question. Do you think lemon zest? What do you think, handkerchiefs? Let us know. 87222.
Start your message with a word talk.
That's all radio on Twitter.
Start your message on your radio.
Now then, it's certificate time, of course.
This is Toilet Pop!
So just before the bonus news at 3:30, we launched today's Toddler Pops game, where we spoke to a seven-year-old child about the news, and she played a song on a toy xylophone.
Have you seen this latest Donald Trump nonsense?
You're going to need to narrow that down.
He's accusing Barack Obama of tapping his phones.
Well, he's banding the word Watergate around.
Well, that's rich, John, given he asked those nice Russian ladies to wee on his mattress that time. Wonder how watery that was.
Shall we,
play tune?
Yes, I think we probably should.
What was that? What was that? That's all he had to do, is identify. And we had many, many correct guesses in. Cornelius, run them down.
Yes, congratulations. Simon, David, Nat, Frenchie. Yeah, that's all the ones I have, I think.
You got that? I've got Kate.
Oh, Isaac as well.
I've got Kate. I've got several without a name on here. Rizard, David, another David, a French tickler. Nat. God, there's loads here. Another David.
I got all the Twitter ones.
Okay, fine. Simon. Russell Sprout. There can be only one certificate winner, though.
Yes, that's correct.
But so how are we choosing?
It's not really a winner. It's more someone being awarded a certificate.
Right, so we just sort of ran. Is it the first one with it in? Is that how we're doing it?
No, it's not, John.
Just, you close your eyes and stab at it in a vague thing?
Yeah, sure. Should I do that?
Yeah, I mean, or you could just stare at the screen close up, because your eyes will look round it then, because they're boss eyes and don't look in the right direction ever.
Are you just going to insult me then?
Yes, I am. You've got hair. Slight pubes.
If you carry on, no one will win.
All right.
Be awarded the certificate. Congratulations, yep. Simon Aspinall. Yay! You're this week's certificate winner.
Yeah, you got a certificate. It's going to be emailed to you as a PDF.
Yes.
In your own name. That's it. That's Toddler Pops. Now, In the next bit of the programme, yes, you can win, and you can win some meat. We're going to play Call of Duty Black Ops Infinite Warfare on the radio, on Talk Radio. I'm John Hayes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew. If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the everyday every day. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
At Jet2 Holidays, we want to help you get this summer sorted. With just a £60 deposit, you can book your next family holiday right now. Don't miss out on free child places and amazing family rooms too. So if you want to enjoy great destinations, 2 to 5-star hotels and great value for money, book now with Jet2 Holidays. Package holidays you can trust. At all protected. Subject to availability and conditions.
What if seats folded more than one way? What if parking could be easier? At Honda, we never stop making our best better. Honda, the power of dreams. At Honda, we never stop making our best better. Get more Honda for less with no deposit and 0% APR representative on the Jazz EX at your local dealership until the 31st of March. Honda, the power of dreams. T's and C's apply.
Right now, there's great deals not to be missed at Jewson. Like specialist boards, whether you're
soundproofing,
waterproofing, or fireproofing. Get the big name boards you need for nailed down prices from just £7.69 each. Or grab 100 raw plug metal self-drilled plasterboard fixings for only £7.99. Plus, don't get stuck without plasterboard joint tape. Get 3 rolls for just £10. Everything you need to get the job done from Jewson. Prices subject to VAT at 20%. Go to jewson.co.uk to find your nearest branch.
Have you seen my keys anywhere?
Are they in the dining room?
Nope.
Library?
Nope.
Indoor pool?
Nope.
Outdoor pool?
Nope.
Tennis courts?
Ah.
Nicer problems to have. This Tuesday, there's a £50 million jackpot and 2 guaranteed UK millionaires. Euro Millions. Only from the National Lottery. Estimated jackpot. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Time for another out of Sounds Fantastic. What's this sound?
OK, we're in. Alarm's disabled.
Nice one. Right. Where'd you keep all this camembert?
Scary stuff. That was a couple of desperate cheese burglars. Where's this?
Go compare.
Is the sound telling shrewd listeners where to check out the cost of their home insurance?
If you want to save, it should be your favorite. GoCompare.com is right up there.
Sounds fantastic.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
One lane is now open on the A58M in Leeds, but there's still anti-clockwise delays near the A660 because of an accident. Earlier problems on the M62 as F westbound congestion at junction 11. All restrictions on the M40 have been lifted, but it's still very busy both ways between junctions 9 and 10 after earlier problems near Bicester. As you travel between Norwich and Great Yarmouth, there's a closure for the A47 between the Acle roundabout and the Runham roundabout to allow for the passage of an abnormal load. And the clockwise M25 is still blocked because of an accident at junction 23. I'm Joanna Adams.
Nana's Magic Soup.
I'm looking after my grandson today. He's not feeling well and my daughter's at work. He's in the other room lying on the sofa feeling sorry for himself. Poor little thing. So I'm cooking something to make him feel better. It's lots of stuff he doesn't normally like. Carrots, onions, peppers. Until I put them all in the blender, add some coconut milk and turn them into a bowl of Nana's Magic Soup.
Thanks, Nana.
You're very welcome, my love.
Find Nana's Magic Soup recipe online or in store. Food Love Stories, brought to you by Tesco.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio. Money!
Wednesday's child is full of woe. Will you be full of woe when you hear the details of the government's budget? Will it be a budget or will they fudge it? We're unpicking the predictions in the company of experts. All that and your chance to have your say on the big issues of the day with Better Call Paul. If it's on your mind, get it on the radio, Talk Radio.
There is nothing quite as wonderful as money.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Now, the more astute amongst you will notice that I forgot to give you the answer to Toddler Pops, even though we gave you the name of all the people who got it right. However, now is the time for that. This is, of course, the tune you were trying to guess.
There's a lady who's sure all it glitters is gold, and she's buying a stairway to heaven.
Earlier, Cornelius thought that was House of the Rising Sun by the Animals.
Oh, you didn't know it at all. But you didn't know what song it was at all. At least I took a guess.
I didn't recognise it.
I mean, it was my fault because the file name was Stairway to Toddler, so I should have known.
Anyway, there we go. Congratulations to everybody who got that right, because I thought it was quite a difficult one. As did Cornelius, who thought it was something else, even though he had the answer.
Yeah, but then I realised my mistake and I got it and I knew it was easy. Shut up. I hate you!
Now it's time to play Call of Duty Black Ops Infinite Warfare on the radio. And to do that, we need a contestant. Phil's on the phone and he works in IT. Hello, Phil.
Hey, John, how's it going?
Very good, thank you, Phil. You work in IT, do you?
Yep, that's right.
All right. How long have you done that for?
Oh, you know, like six, seven years.
What is it? Everything you hoped and dreamed of, Phil?
Oh, it's the dizzy heights of IT.
Yeah, is it?
Yeah,
Roger. Yeah. What have you programmed today? Anything interesting?
How to make a cup of tea.
That's good programming right there.
Yeah,
frankly. Okay, look, I was going to chat to you with some idle radio banter, but we've got to crack on because time is not on our side, Phil, if I'm honest, due to various reasons. However, not least Sam Delaney being here in about 10 minutes to do his programme. But what we're going to play is a game, as I say, of Call of Duty Black Ops Infinite Warfare on the radio. Okay, so you can win a chicken, beef, lamb, or it's a budget-based giveaway, if I'm honest, Phil, or sausages.
Because it's a Tuesday.
Or a box of organic veg. Which of those would you like, Phil?
I'll go for chicken, please.
A chicken.
Okay, yes,
right. So, this is what's going to happen, okay? You're going to be given various controls to play the game with. I'm going to call out the protagonists, if you like, of the game. People in the game. I'll explain all in a moment. But essentially, but you've got to be very quick with your controls, okay? So, it's time to play Call of Duty Black Ops Infinite Warfare on the radio. Here comes the backstory. Phil, you are a Black Ops soldier who is stranded alone in a disused military facility in hostile territory. You, Phil, in IT, are all that stands in the way of the launch of a rogue warhead. The facility you are in has an automated facility that facilitates the facility that could see an entire continent wiped out. You, Phil, in IT, are all that stands between devastation and survival. Are you ready to play, Phil?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Here we go with the gameplay. You are standing in a corridor. The lights are flickering. From somewhere, Phil, comes the buzz of dripping electricity. At the end of the corridor is a door, behind which is the switch you must throw that will start the countdown for the entire facility to self-destruct. You must make your way along the corridor, but be warned. The facility is full of terrorists desperate to kill you, Phil. Here's what you're up against. Terrorists. Civilians. The Chancellor of the Exchequer, Philip Hammond. Princess Diana's former butler, Paul Burrell. And the acclaimed physicist, Professor Stephen Hawking. Your controls, Phil, and you need to remember these, are run, jump, shoot, don't shoot, pledge money for grammar schools, come out as gay and get married, or call for Jeremy Corbyn to step down. Is that clear?
Yeah, got it.
Okay. Here we go then. Gameplay. Terrorist.
Shoot.
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 Civilian.
Don't shoot.
Civilian.
Don't shoot.
Van Halen.
Jump.
Yes. Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Chancellor of the Exchequer, Philip Hammond.
Pledge money for grammar schools.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Diana's former butler, Paul Burrell.
Come out as gay and get married.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Pointer Sisters.
Run.
No, jump. Terrorist.
Shoot.
Snow Patrol.
Run.
Yes. Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Long. Long.
Run.
Jump. Long jump. Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Call for Jeremy Corbyn to step down.
Call. Stephen Hawking.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You got it wrong.
Bonus level, terrorist. It goes faster now. Terrorist, terrorist,
shoot.
Terrorist,
shoot.
Terrorist,
shoot.
Terrorist,
shoot.
Terrorist,
shoot.
Civilian,
shoot.
Civilian,
don't
civilian,
shoot.
Civilian,
don't
terrorist.
Don't shoot.
Philip Hammond, Philip Hammond, Philip Hammond, Philip Hammond, Philip. Diana's former butler, Paul Burrell.
Come out.
Terrorist,
shoot.
Terrorist,
shoot.
Terrorist,
shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Back to normal gameplay. Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Professor Stephen Hawking.
Call for Jeremy Corbyn to step down.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist. Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist. Shoot. Chancellor of the Exchequer, Philip Hammond.
Pledge money for grammar school.
It's game over. All right, then. I think you did very well there, actually. Not bad at all. Cornelius has been working out the score. What did he get?
He got very handsome.
Yeah.
B plus.
Yeah?
Yes.
All right, good. But what you get to do now, you see, is put your name in. Phil. Like, you know, on computer games of old, when you had to, when you finished.
Yeah, yeah.
And you had to sort of move the thing along, and it stopped on the letters, and you get to put three initials in.
Right.
It's that. So I'm going to do the alphabet, and you say stop when I get to the right letters for your three initials. What are your initials, Phil?
P, B, and K.
P, B, and K?
Yep.
Okay, here we go. Just say stop. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, T. That's T there. Next. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O. Oh. So, TNO, your initials, you've put them into the game, well done. Is that enough? Cornelius will have the answer to this. Is that enough for Phil to win a chicken?
Is B plus enough?
Is B plus enough for him to win
a
chicken?
It's a pass.
In a game of Call of Duty Black Ops Infinite Warfare on the radio.
Yes, it's a pass. It's a He's passed
okay,
chicken.
Fine. Okay, fine. Hey, congratulations, Phil. You've won a chicken in radio's first ever first-person shoot-em-up. Well done, Phil. All right, it's gone. But it's all right, because Sam Delaney is here instead. Hello, Sam.
Hi.
Hi,
there.
Sam. Hi.
Hi there.
So, William Hague, of all people, thinks there should be an early election. So we'll be talking about whether or not that's a good idea.
Yeah.
I think most people have, like, voter fatigue, don't they? Imagine if you're Scottish. Just imagine for one moment, John, if you
were Scottish.
Can you imagine that, Cornelius, being Scottish? Because if you were Scottish... You would have been asked to vote in 2014 about independence, 2015 in the general election, 2016 Brexit, now possibly 2017 another general election.
They bloody love voting.
It's too much. It is too much.
That leads to voter apathy.
It does, yeah, because already not enough people turn out and do it. I think there should be one. But I'm like a nerd about this sort of thing. I like going and putting the cross in the box.
And
it gives me something to wax. If not, you know what it's like? A show like mine, you get reduced to doing really boring stories about underfunded local public services or blah, blah, blah. No one really cares.
But if there's a general
election. Least of all me.
Yeah.
But I, you know, the election stuff, the Westminster bubble, oh, I love just banging on about that.
Right.
What about if they didn't let Scotland have the vote in the next general election? Would that work for you?
I think that would... I mean, I'm not bothered either way, whether they vote or don't, but I think a lot of Scots would probably find that quite appealing, yeah. I think they'd probably... If you gave them a vote right now, which allowed them to decide whether or not they had to vote or had the option to vote in another election, I think they'd probably vote no. But yeah. Who knows? I mean, maybe that's our question.
If there is voter fatigue, you could tempt them into the booth with, you know, things that Scottish people like, couldn't you? Like, you know...
shortbread and heroin.
That's it. Yeah.
There you go. Good.
So, Sam Delaney...
and there we are.
with you next. On Talk Radio, we'll be back tomorrow, 1 till 4 in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lift.